Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. You watch how I move. You mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the day, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, Michelle, to tell you I'm local. When you playing it, game in the choke, so I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty says she's feeling my style, she's feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go.
Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough.
My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I just came up and I ain't changing. You should love it. Way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I trust that you be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good. Like, moved out the hood, how you tryna pull me back, guys? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the chick, so she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn if it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, then watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bug. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in the club on time, the problem pop on. Shady aftermath.
Yes, sir. You tuned in to the motherfucking greatest show on the planet. Technical difficulty. It's not a game. It's not a game. Clubbed out Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be a difficult situation for a lot of people out there, whether it be women or men, man or woman, boy and girl, girl and boy. It's the host with the most, DJ. I'm actually working on my camp, so I'm going to play another song, a little club banger, something that they normally play in the clubs. And then by the time the end of that song, then I promise you guys and gals out there, we're going to get it popping with the conversation, because it's Clubbed Out Sunday. And I think we need to get straight into the topic. It's not a game. So, as we speak, I'm looking for a little club banger that you normally hear in the clubs, you know, makes the women shake their ass for those women that have ass. And also, make the women shake their backs, the ones that try to have an ass. All they really have is backpack ass. Backpack ass is the type of ass that is even with your back. That's a nasty ass. I mean, I've seen white girls with fat asses. White girls are definitely doing their thing. They're actually putting it on the map. Cooper just called up, but like I said, I'm waiting for the rest of the camp. So I'm going to play a little club banger. Then I want to get back. I want to do the do, if you know what I mean. Let's see. Here we go. This is perfect right here. fucking Pitbull featuring Little John. I thought, you know what? Damn, should I play? Fuck it, I'm gonna play the remix if I can find that in time. Kulo Club Mix, Pitbull featuring Nina Sky Twister. Yeah, I'm gonna play that joint. The Nina Sky Twister version. So y'all keep a lot to the Kulo remix, you know what I mean? And for all the Boricuas, the Cubanas, the Dominicanas out there that's listening to Technical Difficulty, you know, wind back, get that what the fuck did y'all drink? That weak ass drink in the club. What is it? Long Island iced tea. Get that, you know, whack ass weak Long Island iced tea, put it in your hand. And get ready to, you know, party. Keep it locked. TD.
Yeah, let's go.
The chat room's about to go up, people.
Open lock.
Welcome back to the CD show. All right, now we're about to be in full effect. You got an hour and 48 minutes with Beats, your boy JJ, and your girl La Cubanita. What's good, ma? Oh, the retardedness in America starts already.
You still have me on mute.
Yeah. What the hell is that music in the background?
Hold on. I'm trying to fix something. You had me on mute, so...
All right, well, anyway, listen to three of NYC's and one of North Jersey's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Ladies, are you tired of dudes coming up to you in clubs on some lame-ass, reckless shit? Guys, are you tired of these whack-ass chicks coming to the club to not dance? Anything and everything is going down tonight on Clubbed Out Sunday on a Technical Difficulty Show. Live from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Hosted by the tropical La Cubanita. La Cubanita. And the fly, I stay fly, JJ. Also co-host SD and perverted LE. As well as special guest Joy Money holding it the fuck down. I'm actually waiting on the rest of the staff, but, you know, so... Now, while we're waiting for the rest of the staff, what's going on with you, Coop?
Nothing, chilling.
Nothing, chilling?
Yeah, fixing my MySpace page.
Fixing your MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace is addicting, man.
It's very addicting.
That's like a club in its own. And the funny thing about it, MySpace popped out of just nowhere.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, right out of left field.
That's so true.
I don't understand that at all. Like, it was bored to me. Like, oh, yeah, you should get on MySpace. Get the fuck out of here. I'm a grown-ass man. What, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm a grown-ass man. What, are you serious? And, like, 3 days later, I'm on MySpace. By the way, ladies,
yeah.
LE now has a MySpace page. So, if you go to the show page, you see me. And you see Cuba, and you see SD, and then you see LE. And ladies and gentlemen, he has both of his arms. it's just the way the picture was made out that I'm not a professional with it, so I had to like kind of block off his, like, 'cause his arm was behind somebody, and I cut me and the other two people out of the pic so he can have a picture on his own. And, of course, he's an asshole. He hasn't sent me any new pics so I can, you know, soup up his page. But, all in all, I mean, that's a done deal. So, I'm going to get into some hip-hop news. You know, this is why you don't mess with Negroes, okay? I spoke to SD earlier. He said, yeah, dog, I got you, 11 o'clock. I called him 20 minutes early. I'm about to roast him right now.
One reason maybe I didn't answer
because... No, bro. You didn't answer it because you're ducking and dodging. Now, we called you, told you to be on time. You about to get yourself cut, dog. We did a lot of modifications, hooking shit up, and you're playing yourself. So, if you don't want to be roasted and you wanted to be on the show to roast, I suggest you get your ass in here. Pronto, you prick in the face bastard. I felt good. You know what, Kuba? You know what sucks?
What sucks?
It sucks that I'm, like, preparing for the show. I'm going on all four of my MySpace pages. And it's like I'm ODing, promoting, pumping the show up. So it's like when we start at 11, you would think that the crew will be here so we can get right to it. I mean, I've been promoting... you know, stupid ways, like, oh, 50 Cent was caught in the bed with another blank, 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 blank. Like, so most people with, like, psychotic minds gonna think, oh, man, 50 Cent is gay. He was in the room, he was in the bedroom with another dude, but, you know, I could be saying another bitch or another chick. So, you know, get your minds out the gutter. But anyway, like I said, I'm gonna have to... For some reason, I'm trying to open the chat room up, and it's not working. Are you online right now?
Me, I'm actually getting online right now.
Try to connect to the chat room.
All right, give me a second.
All right, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuned into the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm opening up the chat right now, and if you heard our previous shows, you will realize that you waiting right now is definitely a movement. It's just that, you know, you gotta get started, you know, some shit together. For some reason, Cuba is always on time, whereas the other guys never on time. No. And I'm let's see. Things you hate about. Girls on the club flyers look like they want you. Okay, you know, I gotta read this right here. That's one thing I hate about clubs. Like, the club flyers, they always say, oh, this chick is gonna be there, and you get to the club and she's not there.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, they're known for Vita Guerrera. And for those who don't know, Vita Guerrera is a model from North Jersey. Actually, from Central Jersey. And they put her on flyers like crazy. Oh, yeah, she's going to be here. Or they say, Buffy the Body, she's going to be here. She's not going to be there. I'm telling you that right now. She's definitely not going to be there. If you're a guy, no baggy jeans, designer denim only, collared shirts, full button down, no caps, some hats, no colors, neckerchiefs. I think I said that wrong. Neckerchiefs, hey, fuck it. That's what it looks like. Okay, no t-shirts, no jerseys, brand whores. Okay, no sneakers, hipster kicks. Okay, dress shoes, no boots. If you're a girl, you breathing, cute, cool, you're in. This shit is true. For a guy, you gotta be like, for a guy, it's like you gotta be like down to the bone, like, oh, you must have this, can't do this, can't do that. A girl can walk in there with a beach towel and it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what? A girl can walk in with everything that a guy can't wear and still get in the club. It's amazing. Oh, man. As one girl said, we're going to get into that topic. There's one girl in the room said, don't grab my ass with one hand if you don't have a bear for me in the other. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord. So I guess it's okay to grab her ass if you have a bear.
I guess so.
Oh, wow. So, Cooper, if someone came up to you and said, I have a bear for you, can I grab your ass? What would you say?
No, it's okay. But I'll take the beer anyway.
Oh, you take the beer anyway?
Yeah.
You know what I hate? I hate people that lick their fingers to turn the page.
Why?
I don't know. It just came to me. Like, you ever, like, hands be all dirty? They lick their fingers to rip out dollar bills and all, like, anyone that makes you fool, like, oh.
Ew.
I hate people that pick their nose in public. You know? Like, I mean, that's disgusting. Did you just crawl out of a cave or something? Like, you just digging in your nose, you all this toilet tissue and all that? Like, it makes no sense. Like, it's funny because people in cars, they think that, like, they're invincible. Like, you know. Like,
yeah.
I'm looking at you, and your finger is deep in your brain.
And they look at you, and then they act like they never saw you, right?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I see you digging in your nose. Yeah, you see me looking at you digging in your nose. Like, you're digging. You're not just, oh, let me get this little crater that's at the bottom. You're digging to the point where you have to switch up fingers because your other fingers are too fat.
Wow.
It makes no sense. Oh, my. This one guy says, behavior of some men and women makes him feel like as if he still was in high school. Guys trying to act too macho and women trying to be too cute. Then he says, don't work when you're falling drunk on your behind at 11 p.m.
Yeah, you know what's funny? At my 30th birthday party, they did a surprise birthday party, and there was, like, you know, free liquor and all that other stuff because, you know, my boss and all these other people I used to promote the clubs, you know, pitched in or whatever. And I had my free bottle, so it was free liquor. So, you know, we promoted free liquor, you know, first come, first serve basis.
Yeah.
And people were there, no lie, at like 8 o'clock. We didn't serve the liquor until like 10 o'clock. But no lie, from the time I got there from 10 to, I maybe got there around 12 o'clock, 12:30. There was people already sleeping on the couch, like done. From the liquor.
You're giving out free liquor. You best believe it's going to be something bobbing off.
You know, it was like 3-4 people laid out on the couch. Done by the time I got there.
That's like saying free food. No, that's like saying free chicken to black people. Oh, come on in. All the chicken and watermelon and malt liquor and grape soda, all you want. Come on in. It's free till 9 o'clock.
It ain't going to be that fucking 6.
Yo, dog, I'm telling you right now, within 2 minutes, everything is housed. We're not even going to give you that full hour. A full hour? Nah, dog. No full hour, dog. Closing out. There's one guy that came up to me the other day. I mean, I ain't take it as racist, but it was just funny. He goes, oh, how come all black people say, all black people say that, you know, watermelon is a black food. Like, I eat watermelon and I'm white. I said, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, dog. That could be racist, what you just said, but whatever. Let's see. I'm looking at people's comments and all.
People's comments where?
On the show. We're talking about the topic. This one chick said that she hates girls in matching outfits. She hates guys with cornrows coming up to me and calling me ma.
Oh, wow.
Wow. She hates getting elbowed when she's dancing. Clubs that smell like puke. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. If you go to a club that has, like, a little carpet area, like, you always smell puke. Like, it's disgusting. You don't want to dance.
But what club that? Because that shit is nasty.
That's disgusting. This is a club in Philly. Like, it's really disgusting. What's she saying? I think she says fake lesbianism. Girls who pretend to be bi-curious because they think it makes them look sexy. Long-ass bathroom lines. Oh, wait, we don't have to deal with that. Women, y'all deal with that.
Yep.
That's one thing that's funny about it. It's like dudes, they act like, you know, tough guys. Like, you would think that you're surrounded by coochie. Like, why are you being a tough guy? Because now you're going to get kicked out of the club to walk home. The bouncers love to fight because, you know, I mean, they hardly ever get any action. So when they get some action, they're going to yoke you up to the point where you want to fight so they can, you know, throw a couple of elbows in your eyebrow, you know, in your eyebrow or whatever. Self-imposed segregation. It would be nice to be in a club where it wasn't completely made up of one particular race.
You know what? That's so true. And there's only been one club that I've been to that's been like, and when I mean like biracial, I mean it has like almost every single race in there.
Uh-huh.
And that's been Club Abyss in South Jersey. Well, not all the way South Jersey, but.
What do you mean, like Central?
Yeah. It's in South Plainfield, like Piscataway area.
Yeah.
And that's the only other. There's Chinese, black, white, Spanish, Indian. I mean, I was like, wow. And it was like crowds of all of them mixed together. It was like the first club I've ever been to that was like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. One thing I don't like is, like, you women. See, man, I wish the rest of the camp was here. I need someone to second, like, I need to be, like, someone to co-sign this. Because it's like, stuff I'm spitting, I know my camp, the rest of my camp, can be like, yeah, I can't front. You know what I mean? The vibe off of it. Like, shit's pissing me off. Well, anyway, some of you women, when you go to the club, instead of worrying about how sexy you look and if your little high boots match your, you know, like your jeans can fit in your high boots and, you know, it matches your jacket and your hair and all this shit, and, you know, how about you worry about them underarms?
Like,
I be going to the club, and the clubs I go to have a lot of women, but why is it that you women be like the club, the section where all the women be at, it be smelling like a bag of Funyuns.
Ew.
Like, I mean, what's going on? Like, I had this one chick come up to me, I'm like, damn, this bitch is bad. Little Spanish mommy dancing and all, so I'm like, ah, she got a little fatty. So she called to me, dance, like, yo, what's up, JJ, how you doing? I'm like, what's up, how you doing? So it was like, she put her arm around me and started dancing. I think it was because of alcohol. I pushed away, like, yo, you fucking stink. And I walked away.
Wow.
Hey, I can be a little blunt sometimes when it comes to alcohol.
Yo. And you do need to tell her by herself, because if her shit is stinking, she shouldn't be waving her arms in the air. She should definitely be checking herself, because, I mean, I don't know what person doesn't take a shower before going to the club if you know you're going to go sweat.
Exactly.
And then you know you got to put some deodorant on. It's like,
exactly. And she had the open shirt, like the shirt where, like, the underarms is free, balling, like, oh.
Oh, but you know what, too, though? Let me tell you. See, that's what sucks about Jersey, because Jersey, when you get to the club, most of the times, if it's cold outside, you got to wear all this shit on top of it. So, I mean, you're already sweating by the time you get into the club.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. You can still put some deodorant on, you know what I mean? This chick don't let the secret all out, you know what I mean? She just let the secret all out.
To me, those are the bitches that don't wear deodorant, because, I mean, if you take a shower, I mean, you shouldn't stink.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. I need a male companion. No homo.
Yeah. It actually sounded so homo
right now. Yeah, it did sound very homo.
Yeah.
But ladies out there know I ain't homo. SD, what's good, man?
Chopping, B-boy.
I mean, shit, you get that message I sent you?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're so calm. We're talking about tonight's show is actually Clubbed Out Sunday. And we're speaking about, you know, different things about the dislikes and the likes of the clubs. Like I said, you know how the show is. We have an hour and 30 minutes left in the show. I'm promoting my ass off like crazy. I've been promising these people a good show tonight. And it was going to be a good show. We have you, and then Ill E's going to come on and Joy Money. Before you know, we're going to have the whole camp. Yeah, you know? And we can actually really vibe, like, okay, I throw something out there, you comment on it, then LE's crazy ass, and then Joy Money, and then Cooper will pour a little thing in, you know what I mean? But it's like, right now what we're talking about, you know, while we're waiting for everyone else is...
Fuck everyone else.
Huh?
Fuck everyone else.
That's why I call him my soldier right there. That's
Let's
SD.
Let's get it started early. Fuck everybody else.
Word. Well, in that case, women... Wait, have you ever been to a club, a lounge, or a bar where women, they come and talk to you, but one thing, and it's like, you look from afar, you're like, damn, shorty is bad, I'm about to holler at her. Shorty is right. You get close, you smell Funyuns. You look around, you smell yourself. Like, damn, is that me? I just want to put deodorant on.
Smell like a bag of onions.
Like, smell like a bag of onions.
Just popping, right?
Yeah, there's dudes out there like that too.
Smell like a cheeseburger with extra onion.
Twisted. There's niggas out there that be smelling like Campbell's soup.
There's niggas out.
that don't wash their clothes wear it over and over, okay?
Yeah.
And have the nerve to throw some perfume on it and think that it's fucking
perfume. I actually know someone. I know this guy that actually wears perfume. And he actually thinks it's hot to wear perfume. Yo, dog, I don't care. It smells good. Yeah, but you smell like a bitch.
Niggas is wearing parfum.
Yeah, parfum.
Cologne.
Huh?
Cologne. I said, I know guys that fucking don't take showers, wear the same clothes over and over. I mean, they're
clothes that's just disgusting. But I mean, it depends because I might wear an outfit over. Like, say I wake up.
Straight up. I'm in the grind. When you grind and you hustling, that's what you do. But you keep your body clean, though, at least.
Yeah, you keep your body clean.
Keep your body clean. You might have your hustling clothes, your hustling for a couple of days, but shit.
Whoa. There are dudes out there that don't hustle. That.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, don't get me wrong.
And they will pull it out the hamper, you know. Dingy-ass clothes and shit. Got pizza stains on it. Got the nerve to, oh, I'm going to just take this part of the pants and put it in the sink and get some of that Dove soap and try to wash that pizza stain out. Like, look, you dirty bastard. Take that bar soap, put it in the wash machine, and be ghetto for the night. Put the jeans in there if you can't afford no dishwashing detergent. I mean, oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
I mean, some fuck.
You know what you use.
Hey. Sometimes ties is hard. Ties is hard right now, you know what I mean?
Niggas, fuck all that, man. I'm tired of trying to fucking fabricate shit for these bitches, man. Fuck these bitches, man. Fuck them, B.
B?
Fuck them, God. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Yeah, we know you want to.
I do. Don't get me wrong. I do. I don't know. I wouldn't be the same without women. But fuck trying to impress these bitches nowadays, man. That's how I'm on it. Like, straight up. That's how I'm on it. I'm done in trying to impress and stress these bitches. Because when you do that, you make yourself look foolish, especially if the chick is not digging.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
So, you know, the motherfucking chicks be like, yo, why you so mean nowadays? Because, fucking y'all women made me switch it up. I was on my Leon Phelps shit, but now I got to be on my Captain Commando shit now. Come on.
Yeah.
But those that know me, including the ones that are listening, because I know you're listening, don't get it twisted.
Ah, here we go with this shit again.
Just don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need you coming at my neck. Anyway, moving along.
So how was that situation?
Well, with old her homie.
No, you're shorty.
Oh, what about her?
How was that situation? I mean, did you do a lot of kissing ass?
I mean, one, I don't kiss ass. That's one.
I lick toes.
Yeah, I might lick toes. But I ain't kissing no ass out here. You gotta be compared to Hallie for me to do that. But, she was pressing me, though, like, yo, why you talking? And I'm like, yo, come on. Get out of here with that shit. Oh, why you be talking to those females like that?
Oh, Lord, are you serious?
I want to, that's one. And two, I can do that. And three, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know, man. Women got that power, man.
Yeah, they do. They definitely got the power, but you got to also learn how to shift the power over into your ball court. You dig me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not trying to shake the tables too much and, you know, let too many rabbits out the hat, but, you know.
Just up in trouble again.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to use your position of power, that's all. I mean, I'm probably already in trouble, so I might as well go to full Monty with it. Straight up. Gotta know how to use your power for good. Chicks be using their power for evil sometimes. And y'all know who y'all are. I ain't gonna say any names. I definitely know who y'all are.
I'm trying to find a little thing to talk about. I mean, I got what I want to talk about, but why do women hate bars? I don't know.
Women hate bars.
Yeah.
And I'm a drunk old.
Yeah, like come on, it smells like nothing but fucking beer and liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Women don't be liking niggas that's all drunk and twisted and shit. Like, there's a lot of things that factor into the bar. Right.
I think you get drunk quicker and you get sloppier.
Yeah, straight out. You get more reckless.
You get more reckless?
Yeah.
Speaking of reckless.
Yes, send them in.
Speaking of reckless.
Send them in.
It's a cinnamon. It's actually a her.
Get her sent up. You can send her up, too. Let's go.
Joy Money in the building.
Joy Money, man. Pull your feet out, man.
What's up, yeah?
Joy Money, pull your feet out.
The nigga said pull your feet out.
Pull your feet out, ma. And just lay back and relax.
What's y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm. We talking about you right now. That's what we're talking about. We'll get around.
What was
to
that, what
we'll
was that talking about
we'll,
before?
We'll get around to that.
Well, what we were talking about was women that dress sexy, try to be sexy, are sexy, want to dance with a sexy brother like myself, or SD, no homo, and they walk up, and when they put their arm out to dance,
like fucking
ballin',
no, like the ocean.
Word. What the fuck is that smell?
Smelling like that cemetery.
Oh my god.
Smelling like a dirty, pissy mattress.
Smelling like Smelling like, oh no.
Oh no. Smelling like straight kill me.
Yeah, straight up.
Like, shit, like what, yo?
Like, cool was saying it. Be
so shorty, good. Walk away, and while you're walking away, take my nose with me. With you. Like, I don't want my nose anymore. I need a new nose now.
There'd be some niggas out there that be pumping, too.
Like,
I don't
need to touch. Oh, yeah. It'd be some dust bucket niggas out there.
Dust bucket.
Smelling like hallway piss.
Smelling like last
mixed
night.
With Corona.
Smelling like yesterday's takeout.
Smelling like Monday's trash.
No lie.
That's the and the worst. One thing I hate about the club when it comes to women. And women, if you're listening and you go to the clubs,
yeah,
please take notes.
Club. Oh my god.
Please. I hate when you get the chicks that the drunk chicks, right? Drunk chicks is cool. I mean, if I'm drunk and you drunk, that's whatever. But I hate when I'm dancing with you, and when you're talking, I smell that nasty ass fucking bear breath you got. Like
I'll pop an Altoid in the bitch mouth and I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem with pulling out a stick of gum. Like yo, ma, take this. I did that shit to a chick before, son. Like she tried to act like her shit wasn't pumping. So I'm like, yo, listen, ma. I'm like, there's no nice way or no mean way to do this, so I'm just gonna, do this, and you know, you just catch on to it. Bang! Pulled out a stick of gum. She's looking at the shit.
Yeah, but you gotta watch out, cause if you with your boys or wherever, you know, niggas always like.
Nah,
to
I was
get
like,
you. Yo, let me get a piece of gum. Let me get a piece of gum.
It was just me and her, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like this, boom. So I even had the stick ready to be pulled out and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Here, take that. She want to take that. I'm like, yo, you better take this shit, because I'll go even further. I'll go a step further than a stick of gum. She's like, what you talking about? All right. I reach for the Listerine. put the Listerine in her face, like.
Yeah, but you got to do the ghetto drink. Like, you know what I mean? Put that bitch a little bit. Like,
I even poured the cap.
A good 2 inches away from her mouth and pour it in her mouth.
I even poured her the cap full, too, like, yo.
I would have told her to keep that cap.
We just used the cap off the top of the shit.
Yeah.
Pour it right there. Boom, man. Yo, here, man, take that, please. And I'm bleeding, like, yo, please. like, I don't want to have to dig into your mouth and make you drink this shit. She was like, oh, all right. I'm like, good. Now give me a kiss or something. Straight up.
Yeah, but the club life is beautiful, but then, oh, man.
I just don't be with that club shit, son. I really don't be with that club shit.
Oh, you don't mess with, oh, that's what I forgot.
I don't be on that club shit. Like, I went that day or whatever, but I don't be on it, dogs. I don't be on it.
I didn't even tell you, son.
Bitches is crazy, my dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck these bitches think is sometimes. You know what I mean? But I'm not talking to you two females. Don't get it twisted. But I'm in the spot or whatever.
Yeah, hold on. We got a call.
Oh Lord.
We got a caller.
I hope it's not who I think it is.
Nah, it's not who you think it is. I've never asked. I don't know who the hell it is.
That's what I'm saying. I hope it ain't who you think it is. Send them in.
Well, they fucking hung up. Hey Cuba.
Yeah.
You got somebody calling from Florida?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, well, someone just called up from Florida.
What's the area code?
305.
Oh, maybe.
and I kind of have a clue and an idea who it is, and I don't even know shit. And I could just tell by a little smirk and that laugh. But I just hope it ain't nobody retarded. We already got enough retarded motherfuckers around here.
It's funny because it actually might be somebody retarded that's about to get enough to fuck up.
See? And you're going to come on here. You're gonna have them come on here and get theirself roasted.
Oh, Lord.
But chill.
Let's just get on that subject right quick. Lame dudes.
It's probably a dude. Oh.
Yeah, lame dudes.
Chill.
I want E to get on here, but you know what I mean, he's bullshitting. Like SD said, the show must go on.
Yeah, fuck that.
What's your view on, like, dudes? I know women out there. I hear it all the time. I mean, and nine times out of ten, I'm one of the guys they're talking about. But you have the dudes that go to the club, and they feel as though, oh, well, it's packed. It's tight in here. So, hey, why not grab ass?
Yeah, that shit ain't cool, son. You only do shit like that at Juve. Now, I mean, you only do shit like that at West Indian Day parades and all that.
Yeah.
Straight up. That's the only time I does that shit. I don't do that shit in the club.
Yeah.
Unless I'm dancing on a chick. That's something different, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Chicks don't let you do damn near anything if they're feeling you. Like,
word. So it's like, you got these dudes that, you know what I mean, they get no pussy. They have no game. Because, see, a nigga like me, I can squeeze ass and not get slapped.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? Not, what are you doing?
I done been up that route already.
Sure. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can put the hand on the ass and they look bad. Like, what? Oh, I thought you were somebody else. I was about to say.
I live by the peas, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to get away with shit.
Well, you got these lame dudes out here, like this one chick I know, she was in a club, and she's not from the area that she was at. I think she was in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's not from Georgia. She's actually from Brooklyn.
Niggas was fondling her.
Yeah.
I already know it, son. I already know it.
Yeah.
I left Georgia last summer. Son, oh, my God. So I know they was having their way with her ass. I'm dead ass, too.
Yeah.
I know, they was having their way.
Well, apparently, she, like I said, she's from, you know, Brooklyn. So she's not Joy?
Brooklyn, stand up.
Joy Money.
Huh?
Are you there? All right. So she's from Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn, stand up. So she's like, you know what I mean? She's not, you know, she's going out, you know, chilling with, you know, people that she just met and all. And she thinking that, you know, y'all cool and all, everyone gonna have her back. They don't. This dude's following her around the club, trying to touch her because everyone else is touching the other girl. So she feels as though, I mean, I guess he felt as though that he could do the same thing. Ended up getting punched in the face by the chick, but the boy was drunk. family members came in and stomped him to death. Well, not to death, but just stomped him, stomped his lights out.
Oh, what? What are you doing rolling to the club by yourself anyway?
Well, no, this girl, she actually went to the club with some girls from her job.
Right.
So, I told her, I'm like, well, if those aren't your true ride or die homegirls, you don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, girls shouldn't go to the club with a chick that you just met, because...
Yeah, word. Mm-mm.
Like, that, you know what I mean? They're not going to have your back when something goes down.
She's fresh meat, nigga. She's fresh meat, nigga. Don't bring her out around me.
Word. You know what I'm saying?
She's fair game. She is fresh meat.
She said she's fresh meat. Don't bring her around me.
Straight up. Don't bring her around me.
Oh, man.
I'm an animal. I'm sorry. I'm an animal sometimes. I gotta be.
I'm an animal all the time.
It'd be the animal niggas that be getting the chicks, God. The niggas that just be falling back, not saying nothing, be the niggas that don't be getting them, God.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, so that incident happened. Then she said some lame noodle-ass nigga is on her man's dick. Like this guy is considered a vein on her man's dick. That's how close he is on his dick.
That's so nasty.
That's really not popping. This.
Like, that's crazy.
Jocking the next man's...
Exactly, jocking. But this is the thing he says, SD. She told me this. I was like, wow. I was like, what did your man say? She's like, my man ain't sweating that shit because, you know what I mean, you know, y'all know pretty much
what
that. You know what he got.
What was said?
What was said was the brother... Oh, shit is fucking comical. Brother said, oh, yeah, your man ain't doing this, and your man ain't treating you right, and you're going to eventually come back to me, well, not back to me, you're going to eventually come to me because I'm what you need, and all this dumb shit.
And
but
then
the brother
standing there?
Huh?
And his son is standing there, or he just, like, talking to the chick?
I think he's talking to the chick, but this is the same lame noodle nigga. This is how I knew that he was a lame and that this chick had nothing to worry about. This lame-ass southern nigga. Oh, see, I'm too fly to even mention this, but fuck it. It's a show, so I got to. This lame-ass nigga actually got a hold of this chick's panties.
Wow.
By taking it out of her gym bag.
Ew.
And going around saying he slept with her.
Whoa.
What kind of non-pussy getting shit is that?
That's so lame.
I thought you was going to say some other shit, like he popped a bra or some shit without a family or some shit.
Nah. I don't think he has enough skill to do that. Any nigga that steals panties and brags, come on.
Yeah, like, come on. Act like...
What are we, 10? What are we, 13?
Like, come on, act like, get a fucking female in your room, take her drawers off, and then, you know, then you can brag, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, that's some loser shit. I let the losers handle that, you know, this is the loser portion of the show right now, so.
But that's some sick shit. What, is he going to sniff the panties or something? Like,
so, I mean, like, and that shit can't be smelling like roses coming out of a gym bag.
Come
you know
out of that gym bag.
So, you know, definitely smell like ba-ba-ba-ba-ow.
Yo, he said it smells like a ba-ba-ba-ow.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ow.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It's like, it's that. When I heard that, I was like, damn, they still make lame-ass niggas like that?
I'm going to say, yo, we got to find this nigga and beat his fucking face to oblivion.
Send the goons out on this pussy-ass nigga.
Niggas will get their head chewed off around here doing some stuff.
And I can feel you on that because it's true. You go to the club here and every single guy, people are making out. I mean, people are just short of having sex on the dance floor because...
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's it, right?
Yo, I haven't been to a party like that since I was like a teenager, my dude. My son was like, yo. Was you fucking this bitch on the dance floor, my dude? I'm like, nah, my nigga. She was just really getting it in, God. You were swearing we was fucking on the dance floor. I miss those parties. Shit. Where they at? Where?
Yeah, that's
so right. They're all over here. You gotta come take a trip.
I'm taking a trip.
Well, yeah, I heard they get a rocking in Florida too.
My cousin.
I heard women out there. I don't know about Georgia. Like this chick said that Georgia it was jumping,
Georgia,
but
Georgia bitches get it popping, dog. Don't get it twisted. They get it popping. Peachtree, Georgia, what's popping? Oh my god, that shit is girls going wild out there, nigga.
What?
The girls here are definitely loose.
Oh, yeah,
call up now, nigga.
They themselves,
really
yeah.
I believe it. I ain't even been there, and I believe it. My cousin was like, yo, the women down here, son? Listen. I was like, okay, no doubt. I'll be taking a trip.
And I had to slap somebody in the club because they get fresh.
You had to slap somebody too?
Yeah.
Definitely taking a trip down there. I told you going down there in April. So.
As a matter of fact, I bruised my knuckles. They still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I said some crazy shit to a chick, and she swung on me before. I forgot what I said. I just remember her swinging on me.
Listen, you can say whatever you want. I could care. I clean my ass with whatever you say. Like, that has no importance to me. But when you touch me, like, that's when I go off the wall. Like, don't pull my hair. Don't touch me. Don't put your hands. Don't grab me.
Well, I don't think you want to go to any clubs in Philly, then. Joey Money?
Basically, stay out of the Philly clubs, okay? Them niggas molest the shit out of you in there. It's no good.
Shit, you don't want to go to no Staten Island shit, neither.
Shit.
Niggas ruthless out here.
But the worst part is it'd be the niggas you go with that molest you in there. And don't even be the strangest. Fucking molesters.
You're fucking molesters.
Yeah.
Try to come home and wash off the shame.
Wash off the shame.
Shit.
Well, what's some of the things that you go through when you go to a club, Joy Money?
No, it's the touching. It's no matter where you go. There's always, you always got like the handful of niggas in the club that think, you know what I'm saying, just because y'all in the club, he could try to put his hand up your skirt or like grab your titty. Like, nigga, we not in a strip club. I'm not on the pole. What's wrong with you?
Actually, you're in the wrong place, right?
Right, yeah. If you want a cop or feel, you better take your ass to the titty bar.
You got
the niggas that buy you a drink and then they think they own you for the night.
Right, I bought you that drink, damn it.
No,
come on, talk to me.
That cheap ass
dollar
drink?
Damn right.
I ain't buying nobody's shit.
Man, I ain't afraid. I bought a girl a drink before. But see, that was when I was trying to be so fresh. I'm like, I got money.
So
you want to drink?
Buy a chick a drink to show them that you got money.
I know. I learned the hard way, dog. I'm like this. I'm over here straight up. I got you. You want, I'll buy you, because I was drunk also. I'm like, I'll buy you, and you a drink. What's up? All right, what you want? Bet. Boom. The next day, I got that letter in the mail. Your electricity is going to need to get cut off if you don't pay us $300 tomorrow. I just spent $300 yesterday.
Yeah, nigga. Who was you talking
to? I'm eating in the dark. Huh?
I'm eating in the dark.
Who was you talking to?
When?
Just a couple of seconds ago.
I was talking to E.
Oh.
Oh, the show on right now? Yeah, the show on. Oh, all right. As he's wiping the corner of his lips, oh, dog, here's a MySpace page, and his shit is very, very gaffy.
Oh, that shit is funny.
That shit is gaffed the fuck up.
Wait, what did you say?
Gaffy. I don't want to, for the gay people that listen to the show, if we do have gay people, I don't want to offend them by calling them fags, so I say gaff.
Oh.
That's fag spelled backwards, so, you know.
Gaffy. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Oh, here we go. Here goes this Chip and the Dale face-ass nigga right now.
Chip and the Dale. What the hell?
Hey, you locomotive and a face-ass nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. You old little engine in the cut and the face-ass nigga.
Yeah.
Yo, did you see my page?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm talking to everyone.
I saw your page. Hey, Joy Money, have you seen Ill E's page?
No, doesn't he, like, not have a picture or a name, and his only friend is Tom? Like, what are you talking about?
Nah. I actually added a picture for him.
Yo, Joy, you trying to play me, son?
But your page, didn't your page have nothing on it or something?
It did have nothing on it.
Your tone got very high just now. What's that?
Huh?
Hi, how you doing?
What's up? But didn't your page have nothing on it?
It has something on it now. Go look at it and tell me exactly what you think.
Yo, SD.
Yeah, God. What the fuck, yo? This John Sweet nigga better stop playing with me, God. What the fuck? Don't make me open up. Don't make me open up on you, Sweet man.
What happened, dog?
Nah, God. I'm sitting here and I'm like, yo, I know this nigga didn't bang on me. I think I hear is, Black Talk Radio is experiencing difficulties, right? I'm like, what the fuck is going on around
here, yo, Kuba. John Sweet know his number, so I guess he's going
John Sweet's a dick.
I think he's punishing him. I think he's just booting him off the show.
Yeah, John Sweet, I must be the nigga that's getting his ass.
Yo, I got some pictures to send you, too, for MySpace.
Yeah, about time, dog. Hey, dog. I just found out I just thought it was lame, so I just had to pass it on. Like, me and SD kind of sort of shat it on the nigga.
Who, this nigga Sweet?
Nah, not Sweet. This dude that, he stole this chick's panties out of her gym bag and walked around and said he had sex with her.
Loser.
I would do something.
Loser. I take his girl's drawers and run around acting like I had sex with her.
Well, if he's taking drawers, he obviously has. No, you know, I think what he's doing was he wanted to be extra close to the girl, so he probably put the panties on to say that he got in her panties, literally. You gaff in the face ass nigga.
What joint money at? Yo, Joy, you ain't put your feet out yet? What the fuck?
Yo, Joy.
Hold on, fall back. Yo, Joy, you ain't put your feet out yet? What the
wait,
fuck?
Wait.
Nah, Jonathan, you want to smell that? Feet smell like old taco sauce.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. What page did you add him on?
Oh Lord.
Look on the show page. He's number 4. Yeah,
come on,
I couldn't put him before SD because you know SD's been there, you know.
What?
He's the number 4. I try to make it seem like
reaction. I want
to
hear a reaction once he sees
it. What did I just miss?
What the hell was that beep?
What the hell did I just miss?
Hey, yo, E. Yo, E.
Yo.
Is it wrong to, if it's packed, and me not say excuse me, but bump my penis cock on the girl's ass while I'm walking by?
Penis cock.
I ain't doing it on no perverted meaning to do this shit, but it's happened.
I've done it on a train before.
Oh, yeah, what? New York City train.
The train
system.
Is swinging. He's taking
City,
his swings.
New York City train system. I think it's built for that shit, God.
Mm-hmm.
Son, you know how many times I've been on the train, like, not even trying to, just had a handful of ass? Like, what the fuck is popping? Like, am I lying, God? Like, what's really popping? Like,
no, you're not lying at all, though.
Like, you don't plan for these things to happen. Like, the shit just happens that way. Like,
hey, what's the topic for today?
The topic is Club Down Sunday. And I'm telling you, I'm putting my foot down for the fellas. Now that I got my squad here, and you know what I mean, Kuba got her little squad right there. You know what I mean? You got fucking, you got Joy Money, the little squad. I'm tired of you women. I'm tired. Fed up.
Little squad.
Pissed off. I'm tired of you women coming to the club and not dancing. Why the fuck did you come to the club? You come to the club and you're dancing in a little huddle. And when us fly-ass dudes come over there like, yo, what's up, man? I'm with my girl. Or y'all flame, y'all lesbian. What's going on?
Son.
Oh, I don't want y'all.
Or they
come.
Then what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here, then.
Is that go to a lounge or a bar.
Y'all niggas look so stupid standing there, 3, 4, 5 of y'all dancing amongst each other and expect a nigga not to come up trying to join the circle.
Really wait a minute.
Wait, what?
No, time out.
Time out.
Why you got butterflies as your background?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yo, SC, this
like
nigga has butterflies
and yellow butterflies.
Clouds.
Not a good look.
It's not a good look.
No, wow.
Especially if you're trying to say that you wasn't in the fetal position, bent over looking backwards. That's not a good page.
I thought my leg was up in the air. Which one now? My leg.
Your Honor, I told you he was gaffing it. Look at his MySpace page. The brother has white clouds and yellow butterflies.
You do, son? Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
With a baby blue background.
Yeah, I had to. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
sounded
real feminine if you ask me.
Yo, this nigga has RuPaul as his number one fan on MySpace.
I see he's mighty quiet over there. Side, brother. Side, man. I still bang out for you.
I didn't mean to interrupt y'all, but it just shocked me.
What you mean?
That's the fact that I'm looking for. You see the shock that you got? The shock and a little bit of laughter? That's what I'm looking for. It's nothing serious to me, you know?
You heard the way he said it? It's not tell me anything. Tell me anything.
Tell me anything.
Tell me anything. That nigga eat crazy. That nigga crazy.
Nah, I don't think so, man. I mean, he just...
I'll tell you one thing.
He's in love with the big women.
Yeah, fuck it, I like big women too.
Yeah, this nigga was looking at Cooper's page like, oh, yo, hook me up with the big girls. Hook me up with the big girls. I'm saying, what about Shorty right there? She's slim, got a nice figure. Nah, dog, she's a skinny bitch. Hook me up with the big girls.
True, because he was pushing up on the big bitch in the club.
No, the big bitch was pushing up on me.
Nah, nigga.
Oh, you mean at the club?
You pushed up on her, nigga. That was your fault.
You ever got a girl's number and you like she's bad as shit? I can't wait till she calls me.
Got
she don't call.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That shit pisses you off, don't it? Like, why the fuck you gonna take my number down? Like,
you got the chicks that call you, and you got the chicks that call you, but they call you private and they don't want you to have their number.
Yeah.
They think they're gonna fucking blow their phone up and shit. Wait, bitch, you ain't that important.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have a girl. And you talking to this chick in the club, and afterwards you like, yo, so what's up? You know what I mean, and she goes, you be like, yo, here, take my number. No. If she goes, if you go, yo, let me get your number. I'm gonna give you a call. Nah, but you would take my number because my phone is dead. You know what? Get out of here.
That's the little young girl. Then.
My phone is dead, so I can't put your number. I can't, you know, put your number in here, but you can take, I mean, well, whatever the fuck talking is. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, women is just retarded. Like, they can't just say no. Like, I've had ugly girls come up to me like, yo, what's up? Can I get your number? You fine as shit. I know I'm fine, but you're not fine for me. So, you got to please excuse me.
That's why I'm like, fuck bitches, son. That's why I'm like, yo, fuck bitches, dog. Straight up. Bitches like, yo, why niggas is so foul? Why the fuck y'all so foul? That shit for me out.
Get it together, bro.
Yeah, uh-huh. Laugh it up. Walk it out, nigga.
Cooper was talking earlier about, and just like Joyce said, you know, if they buy a drink, you know what I mean, they don't want to sit there and have a conversation and all. Like, if we buy them a drink, yeah, why do we? I mean, look, if I buy you a drink, the least you can do is talk to me.
No. I didn't say, like, I won't have a conversation with you. But
that's what you said. You said, oh, no, they want to do it.
I said, buy you a drink, and then they think they own you. Like, they think y'all came to the club together. Like, nigga, back up off me. Like, you bought me a drink. Like, I'll give you a dance. You know what I'm saying? We can bust it up at the bar, but I'm not going to spend the next 3 hours in love with you. Like, there's mad bitches in here. Go find somebody else to talk to.
I dig that.
I won't just be like, thanks for the drink, and then shimmy away. Like,
okay, now, bet. Okay, that's a drink. What if I buy you a $300 bottle?
Bitch, you ain't going nowhere. Bitch, you ain't going nowhere. I'm smacking you over the head with that shit. Straight up.
No,
I'll buy you, a bottle of Moe or something. Bitch, you...
No, but wait. You're in the club. Why are you talking?
That's another, yeah, like, how much conversation can you have in the club? Like,
oh, you can have plenty.
You can have plenty of conversation.
No, like, if it's a big-ass, crowded-ass, popping-ass club, like, who stands around and talks? Like, yo, what's good? Nothing, how you doing? Nothing. Where you work at? Where I work? Like,
I mean, no. This is the deal. This is the point. I buy you a drink, and we talk while we're drinking. So, what's up? You from around here? Sip. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Sip. You know what I mean?
That I understand, but the niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, the niggas that buy you one drink and then want you to spend the next 3 hours, like, what are we doing? We just going to stand here and stand, like, I don't understand.
Oh, all those are lame, broke-ass niggas.
Yo, Joy,
yeah, for real, either you keep buying another drink or keeping it moving.
Look at that.
I'm not sure I don't buy drinks, and I don't buy drinks to wait for fake dialogue after, like, fuck that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nah, niggas don't want to hear you.
let me tell y'all something, all right? Let me tell y'all something.
Fix your phone, man.
Y'all got to stop buying drinks for dudes. That's the first
thing. Well, you don't got to do shit.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to buy a better phone, nigga. Fix your phone, nigga. All right.
Well, if I buy you a drink, I obviously am interested in you and I want to spend a little time. Just give me like 2 minutes. Can I get 2 minutes?
Okay. I mean, but they're saying that they give you 2 minutes.
No, yeah, I'll give you two. Yeah, I'm not just going to be like, good looking, nigga, and then disappear.
If you can't bag a chick in the first 120 seconds, it's a wrap anyway. You know
yeah, that's pretty much. Because you got to say something very appealing.
It ain't nothing to take. Oh man, I don't know. That's y'all niggas, man. Y'all got game and all that to be sitting spitting at these hoes.
No, but let me. It's not even about the conversation because any female anywhere in the world, as soon as you look at a nigga, you know whether or not you gonna give him the time of day.
True.
Like as soon as you lay eyes on a nigga, so it don't matter what you say afterwards. It's like, you know what I'm saying, I spotted you and it was like, nah, that's a negative. Like,
that's why a lot of women when I see him in a club. Their eyes are always closed. They know once they open them, they're going to fall in love instantly. So, you know, it's what it is. You know? It's what it is.
Falling in love out of a club is beyond me.
I don't know, man. I be seeing some bad. See, this is the thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I see bad shorties or whatever.
I thought, what about
falling,
this?
I'm not falling in love out of, with no bitch that I met.
What about this? I saw this one chick, and I'm sorry, guy, what I'm about to say. I mean, it's about to be very...
You're a faggot.
Very ignorant, very rude. But I saw this one chick at the club, and this chick, oh, man, like, her ass is ridiculously large. I mean, huge. She's half black, half white. Nice figure. Nice figure. But this is the catch. She's cross-eyed.
Oh, I can avoid that.
I can't avoid that, man. Like, it's...
Bitch, put some shades on.
It's a fly pair of sunglasses. Y'all can make it happen.
I'll buy her that. Yo, mom, here, put these on. How do you look?
Oh, wow. Like, baby, I got something for you. She'll be like, oh, really?
Oh, I ain't shit to benefit the movement.
She might take that offensive, though. Like, you know what I mean? Oh,
no. It's a gift. It's a gift. You put it in
a
pretty box, she'll be excited.
Yeah,
right?
She's going to be excited. She's going to wear that shit every time she go out.
Right? She won't even know. She's going to tell her friends, like, yo, let me tell you, I met this nigga. He already bought me, like, 10 pairs of sunglasses.
You can't buy no cheap shit, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, you got to get some good shit. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get like, some right shit. So she be like, all right, at least this nigga didn't go to the fucking quarter vending machine and buy these shit. Straight up. I don't know. I just got a different, you know, I got a different outlook on shit.
What's up with the dudes, you know, being Tough Tony? Rough Rickies. They want to start fights in the club and all.
No, that is
God.
So
yo, I swear to God, I swear, the moment niggas stepped in that spot, as soon as niggas stepped in the spot, niggas was ready to get it on. What the fuck is going on out here, Pete? Niggas ready to get it on, drunk niggas. I'm like, oh, God. Y'all niggas don't push nobody into me, I don't give a shit. Keep that drunk shit up. Throw one of y'all niggas off the roof or something.
niggas sit off the roof.
Wow.
I hate. I'm actually glad that they came up with the no cigarette smoking. Cause it's like I go to the club smelling good. I leave. I smell like a cigarette. Like
that shit is wing though. That shit is wing to me.
Yeah, you guys got that off. There's fucking cigarette smoking here in the clubs.
Oh wow.
See,
that's
just wing. Can't smoke in jail out here. Can't smoke in a fucking bar. That shit is so whack. You can't smoke in jail now? You know how crazy niggas was going?
Are you serious?
Hell yeah. They been outlawed that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like a few years ago.
Well, because I remember I was in the fucking... Nigga, I was in a precinct, my nigga. That Duke was luckily let me keep a bogey. I'm like, yo, son, I need this bogey, dog. The nigga let me keep this shit and shit, too. Just that one bogey. He took the rest of my pack. Crumpled the shit up, threw the shit in the garbage, gave me one cigarette out the whole pack. I'm in the bullpens, I smoked that shit, you would swear there was crackheads in the spot, dog. Yo, who's smoking, God? Let me get some of that, God. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, what, they banned smoking? Niggas was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Y'all niggas are shit out of luck.
Yeah, y'all niggas are definitely out of luck. Y'all want some of this? $2 a bus, damn, nigga. Fucking pop it. You gotta glop up. Yo, you know how much money I made off a pack of bogeys locked up, dude? I made more than $20.
Like I said, $2 a bus down. Not even a Vogue, but a bus down.
Bird.
So you know how much a bus down costs a bitch?
That's funny.
All right, let me get this straight. You mean like, is a bus down like
Nah, bus down like half a cigarette.
Oh, like, Lord. Give somebody like half of your cigarette.
Damn, they can't even get.
You know how much Intimins, you know how much cookies and bars of soap you can get for?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know how many bars of soap you can get for a fucking bus down in jail, bro?
Oh, shit.
Nigga
said cookies and soap.
I'm dead ass, nigga.
County.
I'm gas, nigga. You know how many fucking packs of oodles and noodles you can get?
Oodles and noodles.
County. What's the county? What's the county?
What?
What's a county?
What's a county?
Even I know that, nigga.
What is it?
What just happened?
County jail, nigga. Retarded bastard.
No. It's not.
Listen, I know he wasn't talking about that. What the fuck are you talking about?
About that. Listen.
A cigarette.
A cigarette county. What's that?
A cigarette county?
Yeah, like a jail short. I don't know what you call
it. Oh, Lord. You're talking about below the fucking green line, nigga. That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
That's what you gotta be talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah.
You talking about what?
You talking about the ace, nigga. That's not even the ace, nigga.
Yeah, that's
because the
ace.
Is that county?
They don't call it.
I guess that's what they call it in jail, whatever.
Well, I didn't know what the fuck that. I didn't even know that shit had a name.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
That's exactly what he knows what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That shit we smoking a filter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Straight up, nigga. The fuck.
No, times is hard if you smoking a filter. God damn.
Right, smoking the filter?
Yeah. I don't even see drug addicts smoking a filter.
Ain't no tobacco. You mean no tobacco at all, just filter?
Just straight filter.
Oh, wow.
You smoke that shit down to Brownsville, nigga. Past Brownsville, nigga.
Oh, that's some poor. That's some poor shit. You smoke a
that's some poor.
Nigga, well, in that case, you might as well pick up a piece of paper and light it on fire. Smoke that.
That's what I mean, nigga. I don't know. Niggas smoking that shit under the green line. I'm like, damn, family. I'm like, yo, there's no more cigarette there, God. Niggas be like, nah, son.
Now, the only time I do that is when I'm super drunk. Like, and I don't even realize the cigarette is done. And I'm like, oh, somebody got to tell me, like, this is over. I'm like,
No, keep it real. You don't realize it's done until you burn your fingers.
No, that's no.
Nah, you don't realize it's done until the fucking head fall off of that shit.
Mm-mm.
Then you try to think of somebody, where the fuck the head go? That shit is
But I was kind of glad when they banned smoking from the clubs, like,
and she's a smoker.
Yeah, and I'm a smoker. Like, it's a bitch, like, when you're a smoker. There's times I'm like, fuck. But it's like, sometimes it'd be too much smoke in a, like, even for a smoke. I'm like, god damn. Like, can we open up a window?
Now I
got to
stand outside in the cold and smoke a
pack. Damn right. You shouldn't be smoking anyway.
Because when it's like, you figure if the club could hold, like, 3,000 people and, like, a little more than half of them is smoking, it's like, damn. Like, it's too much.
Yo, it was the worst. Because I put on cologne, I come in there, I smell like the rest of these dirty motherfuckers.
Yep.
Like, I smell like cigarettes. Now I stink. Chicks looking, yo, don't dance with that nigga. That nigga stink. That nigga smell like the bottom of a fucking a Newport box.
Mm-mm.
You see what he just
nigga smell like a straight up ashtray.
Cut out.
Don't sit next to that nigga.
I
want
to stand in my picture.
No, but you know what's whack when they take your cigarettes from you when you go into the club?
Oh, yeah. This is one club in Philly. They won't let you in the club. They won't let you in a club with cigarettes, with lighters.
Yeah, they take all this. There's a few clubs. They be like, oh, what? Oh, no, we're going to have to take that. I'm like, oh, no, let me go back to the club.
Have to
real
remind
quick.
No partying in Philly for me.
Well, it's not all the clubs that's like that.
Niggas take my bogeys, better be prepared. Trap.
Yeah, they take your shit out.
I mean, they don't give you the option to, like, do you want to go back to your car or whatever? They won't just take it, like,
nah,
give me
that
and throw it in the garbage.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Nah, but I hate that. They were like, you can't come in here with cigarettes. I'm like, what? I mean, I know I can't smoke it. I'm not going to light one up. Like, damn.
Like, come on. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Finn. Fall back with that shit, man. You see?
Right? And if you catch me smoking, throw me out. Like, don't take
basically,
my cigarettes.
Oh, shit.
Basically, that's all I was going to say, too. You catch me smoking, throw me the fuck out.
Yeah, basically. Because you walk in there knowing the rules. But don't take cigarettes. It's not cheap. It's not like back in the day when it was like $1 to change a pack.
I get my pack back and then you done handed bogeys out. I'll whip your ass, nigga.
Oh, I have to put this out there. Women, stop bringing your fine ass to the club with your fucking man.
Yo, that shit is, yo.
That's not the place for your man to be. Because if I'm plotting on you and I get hit with the, my man's over there, I'm going to dance with you anyway. And 9 times out of 10, when I go to the club, I'm cool with the bouncers. So if he starts with me, I get both of y'all kicked the fuck out. So it's like,
yeah, that's like, come on. I remember somebody saying something like, you don't bring seashells to the seashore. They're already
there. Oh, you almost had trouble with that one.
No, I didn't.
You had to slow down to say that one.
No, I didn't. But, you know, since you don't want to be the only stuttering motherfucker here, I'll help you out.
Yeah, no doubt.
What do you guys think about my MySpace page?
Yo, though, we already spoke about that.
Your MySpace page. Moving along.
It's a lot of feminalities going on over there.
Well, you know what's funny is I actually wanted baby chickens. That's what I wanted.
Oh, wow.
I can't continue this conversation.
You know what? I'm making cream of wheat right now.
Somebody mute that man.
I was just about to say the same thing.
But I couldn't find baby chickens. I
could have shut his mic off. Thank you.
I mean, hey.
You shut his mic off?
If you really want baby chickens.
Almost settled for baby ducks.
If you really want baby ducks.
All right.
You know.
Why don't you go.
Oh, yo, SD.
Yeah, what happened?
This nigga, he, today he called Cuba. He was talking about his girl. Or whatever it was, and he considered her his PYT, pretty young thing. I had to school him that Michael Jackson was talking about little boys in that song.
Whoa. Repeat that?
He considers the chick that he was talking to his PYT, pretty young thing. All
right.
But what he fails to realize is that Michael Jackson was talking about little boys as pretty young things.
What chick were you talking about? What chick were you talking about?
My mother chick, you said that. Oh, yeah, that's my PYT. And Kuba was like, what's your PYT?
What is she? What? Which one was that?
How forgetful niggas are on the show.
Which one was that? I'm just trying to. No, Joy Money's trying to.
Your latest chick.
The who?
Your latest
chick. The latest one. Oh, I forgot. Never mind. He's single.
Be more specific. Which one? The one that has Kuba knows what I'm talking about. Which one?
Yeah, exactly that one.
Which one?
That one.
That one.
Oh my god.
Did I hear fat one?
No, that one.
Yo, Joy Money.
No, the black ass one. The black ass one.
I was. Looking at your MySpace page, Joy Money.
How you was looking at my page? It's private.
You got that, son.
Got him.
You are such a liar, my dude.
Got him.
And then looking at a main picture, if there's a main picture, just looking at that shit, like,
oh. Oh, okay. Because I'm like, you can't see my page.
That's what we're talking on.
MySpace, your Kuba showed me something. What did she show me? What did you show me, Kuba?
That was Melissa.
Asshole.
That was Melissa.
Melissa who? No, not Melissa. Remember we were looking at pictures of Joy?
Oh, that was on the page. That was on the page. On the TV show page.
What's Joy looking like, E?
Wait, you got pictures of me up on the page?
Yeah.
Hell
yo, what's
no.
She looking like? What's she looking like?
No.
Hold on, let me get the Rob report on her.
Is this the pictures I've been asking you for? You fucking put them on the fucking
hold
page?
Hold on. Let me get
them up. I told you I put them up.
Let me get the war report real quick.
The war report.
Yo, E.
Yo, listen.
What's poppin'?
Is she's not thick, she's fat. All right.
Oh,
Joy Money. I just saw a lot of thigh, and I was like, wow, a lot of thigh.
I mean, a lot of thigh.
Is it like proportioned right though?
I was actually drooling a little bit.
You
know,
drooling over anything. No, it's not the question.
He said she's not thick, she's fat.
Like, is it proportioned though? Is it?
Do you know what? Do you know what this nigga's email address is?
Some fat.
I'm not gonna put the last part. This nigga's email. This is how I knew that his page.
Oh, I hate you for putting these pictures on here.
This is how I knew that his page was going. Hold on. This is how I knew his page was going to be out of whack. Because this nigga's email address, just the beginning, I'm not going to give you the at, but the beginning is, I'm Riach Biatch.
You have to say it fast. I'm Riach Biatch?
I'm Riach Biatch.
You think he was Ashy Larry?
No, that's like one of my three, emails.
Yeah, three whack emails?
So you got to keep it going, man. You can't keep the same one. Stick a
move. Fuck that. Straight up.
Oh, my God. Danny's going to kill you.
What's happening, yo? I gotta go on that.
Oh, yeah, because of that one picture?
She's going to have a fucking heart attack. Watch. She's going to snap on you and tell you to take the fucking pictures down.
What page is that? What page is that?
The TV show.
Yeah,
I'm
I got to check that out.
Right here.
I'll be checking that out very shortly.
What do you think about that banner?
I think the pictures actually came out pretty nice, though. I don't think
hate it.
No.
Why?
No.
What's wrong with it?
Hate it.
It's all right. You're our slave.
You know what was wrong with it? That she had on clothes. That was wrong with it.
I was actually going to say something similar to that.
But she had that exactly.
I was going to say your legs wasn't up. I was definitely going to say your legs wasn't up over some shoulders.
Right, exactly. That's what was wrong with it. But other than that, it was a nice picture.
Killer.
No, I fucking hate it.
Thing in your lip, too, and I was like, okay.
Right, let me be the judge of that.
These pictures are horrible. I'm never taking pictures again, ever. Never taking pictures with you again. Mm.
They're all horrible. What does that say for you?
I like them.
No, I don't like the way I look in pictures.
Oh, let me be the judge of that. Yeah, the camera's not friendly to everybody. Don't get it twisted.
Listen, it's no worse than my butterflies and clouds on my page.
It's no worse than your pictures, God. It's no worse than your pictures. Your pictures are the epitome of what you don't want to look like.
The picture you put up for his profile pic. Like, that's dirty. You should, like, change that right now.
What is he, like, cheesing on the shit?
Yeah, my bad, man.
What was the picture? What's the profile
picture? I tried to edit his page.
I had to cut,
because his one arm was behind SD. And, I don't know, homo shit, but it's like, it was just, you know. So, when they took the picture, all you saw really was his other arm. So I cut me, 6'4", and SD out the pic.
I'm looking kind of buffed in that picture, too.
You're looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking kind of buffed in that picture.
Nigga said buff.
Use the white boy terminology.
What do you think about that?
Look at your comments.
Oh, shit. Hold on, how do you look at the comments?
Just go to the page.
View my comments, I guess?
Yeah.
Yo,
Ace oh my God,
so
people.
Young in this picture.
We have a virgin MySpacer.
Yeah, he's a virgin.
He's a virgin MySpacer.
Won't tell Victoria, won't tell me the secret.
He said, how do I view my comments?
What the hell was that supposed to mean? Say that again, Ace?
No, Victoria won't tell me the secret.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
I'll tell you right now, dog, if you're in a relationship, you might want to end it, because now you're on MySpace.
What does that mean?
It means that...
Yeah, MySpace, they say, ruins relationships.
Oh, yeah. It ruins relationships, but keeps you laid.
No, it don't. That shit don't ruin nothing. I don't know what y'all have bad experiences y'all niggas done had.
How can I send Joy Money a friend request?
By being the beast that you are.
I'm so... Oh, God.
Let me be the judge of that. How did I tell you that, woman?
Well, at least I know the picture doesn't look good. I'm not one of those bitches that swear they look good in pictures and they don't.
All right, so fall back.
I don't think you look bad at all.
So fall back. Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Jad. Jad. J-A-D. Someone's down. He said the show is really tight, guys. Keep it up.
The show is definitely tight. The show is tight like cat pussy, nigga.
Can I give a shout out?
No, yeah, go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to Joy Shiny Leg in that picture.
No.
Oh, yeah, we got shiny legs.
Yo,
man.
Not for nothing, he was drooling all over your legs the whole time.
Let's go. I love shiny legs.
He made me look, not for nothing, he made me give him the password to my fucking account just so he could look at the page. Just
unbelievable.
So he could be like, okay,
we love
look at fucking do-over pictures.
Mm-mm.
We love over shiny kneecaps.
No. Shiny kneecaps.
Loves them. Shout out to the shit in her lip, too, whatever that is.
Oh, Lord, that shit.
Hold on. I know that shit on your lip don't got some shit on his lip, dog.
No, I have a lip ring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What you thought he had?
Don't tell me that shit on his lip got some shit on his lip.
Some shit on his lip.
Some shit on his lip got some shit on his lip.
One more shout out? Can I give one more shout out?
Oh,
I want to give a shout out to the BDBs in the back of her head that I probably couldn't see, but you could tell were back there.
Tell her kitchen is each other. You can tell her kitchen. You can tell her kitchen is open.
To the BDBs.
Oh, BDBs.
She just sent me a picture.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have the chat room open?
Take this shit down. Hey, Joy, I actually like that picture.
No,
can I get it? What's popping? Can I get some pictures out here? I'm hating. Can I get some pictures? Fuck is popping, man? Sending niggas pictures, and you ain't sending the rest of the gang pictures. What the fuck?
Who's sending who pictures? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you, woman.
I didn't send anybody any pictures.
Don't lie to me, woman.
I'm not lying. I just left him a pixar comment.
All right. Don't lie to me, woman.
No.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm.
Jane.
I have to put you in your place.
Mm-mm. She just switched the picture up. All she is ass.
All you see is ass.
All she is thick thighs and, well, thick legs and ass.
Hey, where is this at? I might need to.
And it's the perfect photo because the dress actually. And it's a side view, so you see the actual proportion of the ass.
Man, let's go, girl. I'm about to. Let me holler. Stop playing. Fuck all that. Crazy.
Wasn't we supposed to be talking about clubs? Huh?
Fuck
what happened?
Club.
Well, this is part of clubs, you know?
Focus.
Women,
get
women
to
and clubs.
Focus on.
Fuck the club. I don't be focused on them bitches like that anywhere in the club.
Oh, my God.
Because all they're looking for, is something to drink. Son, look at my bitch. Yo, E. Where you at? Where this dude at? Yo,
oh, Lord.
Remember when you bought that fucking that Corona with the lemon in it? Remember when you bought that Corona with the lemon in it, and I stepped out on the what you call it, to smoke a bogey, and I asked the chick for a light. First words out of her mouth is, "You buy me a drink? I'll give you a light if you buy me a drink." What?
Wow.
You should have smacked the
shit
out of her.
Son, I'm like this. I paused for a second, just paused and took a deep breath. And the chick caught me. The other chick that was with her caught me before I can even say anything. She was just like, here, take the light. So I was like, yeah, you know I was about to go AWOL on your bitch. Right?
AWOL.
Straight up. She was like, yeah, I know. She was like, damn, bitch, ain't you drunk already?
That's why she said
bitch,
it.
Bitch, it was crazy. She said, I'll give you a light if you buy me a drink. Wow.
One thing about the clubs, the lame ass, no game niggas. Like, it's the lames that sit in the corner, they don't dance, they don't do nothing. And then at once they call last drink, numbers. Let me get your number.
Nigga, E at? Yo, E. This fucking faggot ass nigga over here, probably on speakerphone, probably fondling himself to a Joy Money picture.
Oh, my God.
Wow, was he doing that in the club? Last call?
Because you notice he's not saying anything. Nah, I was trying to get the nigga, like, y'all niggas met some cams and chicks or whatever, right?
Oh, whoa.
Ew.
More
disgusting. Niggas met some cams. I didn't know they was cams and chicks. I could kind of tell they was from Camden. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Did they smell like roach spray?
Nah, Shorty was actually looking all right. Shorty was actually looking all right. I wasn't mad at her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we walking through the casinos and shit. And some lame, you could tell this nigga was lame. You could just look at his face, look at his movements. He was some lame-ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And And that's the nigga that be leaving with the chick, dog. Cause that's the nigga that be willing to give their bitch their ATM card just to get some fucking pussy. Like, sitting there and I'm looking at this dude like, yo, this dude is mad ugly. Nigga looks like a fucking clown. But, you know, he's waving his ATM card around. So, you know, bitch is gonna
Are you serious?
Him. Yo, that's when I knew. Yep. That's when I knew these bitches was from Camden, dog. Like, now, I mean, no disrespect to Camden. No disrespect to the hood. I'm from the hood. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But yo, bitch is crazy, son. This nigga waving his ATM card around. Bitch has seen that and was like, oh, we're going with them. Because they was ready to slide with us. Like, on some kid shit. Like, they was ready to slide with us. That bitch seen that ATM card and couldn't control herself. I was like, look at this bird-ass nigga.
That's horrible.
Smoking a cigar, waving his ATM card around.
Well, see, niggas like that get set up, though. Like you got
that's
the guys that you got the guys that come to the club and they think that, oh yeah, I'm gonna come up in here and once they play I get money by 50 Cent, I'm gonna throw 101s in the dance floor. Like,
yeah, and
you're acting to set the fuck up.
Niggas be thinking they balling. Word?
Yeah, like, oh, you balling? Okay, well, then we gonna follow you home, beat you the fuck up and take your money.
Straight up.
Like, don't show off, and then if you got to show off to get chicks, like, oh, I'm going outside. I'm going outside. Get my car that has 10 TVs in it that I never look at.
Tight. That nigga was mad, son. The nigga was mad because we could have split up with the chicks. This nigga come over, yo, oh, this, that, and the third, waving this little ATM card. I was just standing there like, wow. I'm like, I knew the bitches was gonna leave with the nigga because they some hood chicks. They looking for a come up.
I got
not knocking.
Cuba?
Yeah.
And Joy Money?
Yo.
Do you really need game to pick up a chick in a club? This girl actually told me that I need to work on my game.
Why?
But see, this is the deal. It was cold outside. It was raining. She go, I go, hey, yo, Ma, what's up? Damn, you fine. And so she walks by and she's like, mm-hmm. So she stops. I'm like, oh, bet. All right, you're going to stop. I'm going to come over and talk to you. So I talk to her. I'm like, yo, what's up? Let me get your number.
Straight up. Straight to
the point.
Straight
like,
to the point.
I'm not going
to
sit. So, how you doing? How many kids you got? Oh, yeah, you know that. So, how old are you? No. I don't got time for all that. I'm fine.
Find that out.
I didn't even want to know her name. You tell me your name after you give me the number. Okay, this your number? Who'd I ask for? My name is such and such Dundale. All
right, I'm out.
This goofy boy from the gate. I come up to her. I'm like, so what's up? She has nothing. She's like, ah, come on, hurry up, because I got to go to my car, because it's cold outside. All right, bet, let me get your number. Damn, it's like that? It's like what? Is that easy? You got
to
work on your game, boo-boo. What?
You
fucking greasy neck bitch. First of all, I always look for a negative in a chick. So when she disses me, I'm going to diss her. Hey, look, bitch, go get your teeth straightened. I was just trying to get your number so I can take you to the dentist, you Texas Ranger teeth bitch.
I'm just trying to get your number so I can slump you in the backseat of your car.
Oh, my God. You said it was raining outside when all of that happened?
I done got it in the rain. Raining never scared me away.
No, I don't think you don't need no game. Like,
I don't need game.
I think all you got to do, you know what I'm saying, is, like, just come correct. Don't be disrespectful or nothing. Like, but you don't need no
come
game.
Come correct. Fuck come correct. I'm just gonna do me.
Well, what do you mean, come correct? Because women.
No, I mean, like, just, no, like, I mean, don't be disrespectful. Like, yo, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't.
But you'd be surprised. Sometimes it works.
Some of y'all deserve to be called that.
Those are gutter bitches. I mean, if you're trying to get a gutter bitch, then yeah, you can holler at the chicks in the street, like, yo, bitch, give me your fucking number, you fucking bitch. Like, you're gonna pull a gutter bitch, but as long as you're not. I don't think you need game. Like, just.
I don't think you need game in the club. Like, look, you've been looking at me, I've been looking at you. Like, me, when I go to the club.
That in the club, though. Like, come on.
Like, when I go in the club, I look for who's looking for me. Like, I'll sit down, and I'll be chilling in the cut, and I act like I'm looking somewhere else, but I'm always looking out the corner of my eye looking, okay, and let me see what chick is looking at me.
Fuck them,
but once I find out who's looking at me, then it's a wrap. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a show off. Like, I just stand there, you know, on stage fresh because, you know, girls, dudes ain't allowed on the stage. So I stand out there, and I let these chicks see, okay, he's bad, he has on a hat, he must be famous.
Bad? He's bad?
He's bad, yeah. He's,
oh,
Lord. He's fly.
That's
not in the vocabulary no more?
That's, no. Not when it comes to dudes.
You sound like
Ace. I'm keeping it all the way, huh? You sound like Ace. Nigga, Ace is like, I get fly. I'm like, yo, women get fly, my dude. Like,
what are you talking about, Ace?
Yeah.
Ace do be fly.
Only just to me, chicks get fly. Like,
nah, well, niggas can get fly.
Niggas get fresh. I thought niggas get fresh. I ain't no niggas get fly neither.
Nah, niggas get fly.
Because you got be hearing chicks like, oh, I look fly in that shit.
Yeah, I can't.
Hey, if a nigga get fly, whatever. If that's the route you want to go, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
That's a word I use. Like, I call a nigga fly or fresh, the same thing. I call a bitch fly.
I hope
fly
so, because on my MySpace page, I said,
I just sent you something.
I said, fly JJ, and Kuba got mad at me. He said, what? You're not going to fly.
I don't know. That's just me. I just think the word fly is, like, for a chick.
You can use it as a guy.
I don't think so. I mean,
it's universal.
Either way. Because what?
It's universal, like boxes.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God. Look at this. I can't. I just sent you something. Could you please look at it? Because I just need you to look at it.
Who?
You, JJ.
Hold on.
Shit
I was digging in my nose. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
You ever look next to somebody and, like, you just turn your head and you happen to see someone digging in their nose?
Or scratching their ass?
In the car?
Pulling out a wedgie? Oh, in the car. I thought you meant, like, just, like, in the street. You just look over, like, ew, is that hand in your... Ew, get your hand out your ass. It's nasty.
It's my ass.
Not in the street, though. Ew.
I don't give a fuck. I scratch my nuts in the street. I don't give a fuck.
Yuck.
I don't think any girl would talk to you like that.
I ain't gonna walk up to a chick with my hand in my nuts like, yo, what's poppin', man? I ain't gonna do that. But, you know,
oh, I hope the hell.
If I gotta scratch my shit. And if you happen to look while I'm scratching my shit, damn, you looked at the wrong moment, ma. I'm sorry.
But anyway, what's up with that number?
Anyway, what's happened with that number after I just pulled my hands off my nuts? Work. Yeah, write your number down right here.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Y'all don't got dicks. That's why y'all saying ew. Bet you if you had a dick and you had to scratch that shit, you're going to scratch it no matter what.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's what you say. You don't got a fucking cock between your legs. That's all.
Hey, E.
You got that carpet between your legs.
Yo, E.
Shit, you heard me.
Yo, E.
I nigga
oh,
sleep.
Lord, this
bang
ain't
on
sleep.
I nigga sleep. Bang on him.
I love the girls that come to the club dressed like sluts. And what I'm gonna describe what slut is. You got it's cool to shit outside and your titties is propped up. You know what I mean? And you got the tight ass jeans on, the yeast infection jeans with the hooker boots. And you know what I mean? And you just dress real slutty, like word up. And it's sexy. I think I would dress my girl up like that. So I got me whatever. But anyway, it's like it's slutty, and they come there knowing that they look good, and it tends to always be Puerto Ricans.
Yep.
And they come out there, and they won't give you a time of the day. What the fuck was the point of you getting done dressed up, coming to the club, for what? Oh, you came to the club so niggas can be on your dick. And then you got the dick biters. See, girls like that, you can't show no attention to. Like, the girls that know that they're fly and you know that they're good looking.
Niggas don't know how to control themselves.
Exactly. Man. You got to control yourself, okay? If there's mad dudes trying to holler at her already, she's over and done with. Leave her alone. Because if you jump on her dick, you're just another lame-ass nigga that pumps her head up.
No.
Like, dog, one time I saw this chick leave, and no lie, it's like it was two of them. No lie, it was like five or six dudes surrounded them. Like, yo, Ma, what's showing me up? These niggas.
Son, that's a true story.
These niggas get no pussy. That's like, that's kind of like the dude that steals panties and says that he hit it. Like, you get no pussy.
That's a true story, dog.
You're a
that's
bitch.
A true fucking story, son. Remember, I was in a spot one time. And it was bad, bitch. Yo, she was fucking right. I'm like, damn, shorty. Son, you know how many niggas was trying to dock this bitch? I just happened to walk up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Said a couple of words. Just down the third. She's like, yo, I'm going to give you my number. I'm like, I'm looking like, the fuck did she just say? Like, yo, she was like, she just had like 8 niggas walk up on her. And she didn't give not one of them niggas a digit. She's like, oh, I like you because you look into my eyes when you talk. All these other niggas was looking at my chest and shit. I'm like, word? It'd be the small things, I'm telling you, it'd be the small things like that, B, that I don't be paying attention to, that I don't even know that I'm doing. That'd be working for me, B. I swear, go up to a chick, even if she got her titties exposed, my nigga, just look at her fucking eyes. Guarantee you get what you want.
That's true.
I was about to say, you ain't lying, either.
No, I know.
Well, about what?
About what I just said, nigga.
What?
Chick can have her titties out, my nigga. A chick can have her titties out. And right in front of your face, my nigga. All you gotta do is just look her in the eyes, my dude. You'll get what you need. You'll get what you want.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a true story. That's a true story. That should happen to me one time. And Chick gave me a number because she said I was just looking in her eyes. I ain't look at her titties and all that. I was like, honestly, ma, you just didn't bag me looking at your titties. But, you know, thank you. straight up. And then from there on now, I just started looking in chicks' eyes instead of looking at their
titties. See, that's the way. See, normally I look at a girl's, her hands.
Nah, nigga, it's all about eye contact, my dude.
Why do you look at her hands?
To see if she's married or not.
Oh.
That's a good answer. That's a good thing, too, you know. You grab them by the hand real quick. Oh,
yeah, but most of the time, regardless, if the women go to the club, they're going to take off the ring. So.
Bet. Well, if you took off the ring, that means that you're mine.
That means that you get it in.
That means that you're mine.
That means you get it in. Like, come on, you taking off your band? Yeah, you get it popping. That shit is not supposed to leave. That shit is like a visa.
Oh, whoa. Joy Money, you trying to set me up.
Why am I trying to set you up?
This is like spam.
Because you're a chick.
It's not spam.
All right. Spam. Son, I learned that shit fast, too. Just look in their eyes, my dude. Look in their eyes, my nigga.
Well, that's where every single female, like, if you walk up to, oh, my Lord.
I don't be doing that. What's popping? What's really going on over there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you on the internet right now?
Nah, I'll probably be on this shit after I get off of this shit, though.
Over 3 million visitors in just 13 months. What, ladies, don't be intimidated. Who is this?
It's some magazine with their page, but the fucking ass in these pictures is out of control.
Is she white?
I had to share it with you.
Is she white?
I don't know. She might be.
That's
that
got to
be fake.
God.
Look at her thigh.
That's scary, God.
For white girls?
White girls with fat fucking ass. Yeah, that shit is scary.
Yeah, I don't understand that, man. I saw this other chick from a club. She's like a white girl that you wouldn't know dates brothers. Like, she's very soft-spoken, but, like, her body, she ain't even got, like, a dookie booty, but, like, she's just...
Yeah, you got to have a dookie booty.
Hmm?
As long as you got a little flap, as long as I see some type of action back there, we good money. I'll be impressed. I'll be like, damn, girl, you got a fat ass. Knowing that you don't have one, knowing that you don't have a fat ass, I'm like, damn, you got a fat ass for a white chick. White girls that keep some titties, though.
Wait, why you don't think her ass is real?
Cause it's just look at her thighs, like her thighs.
No, that shit looks real.
Yo, I gotta go to one of these shits, dog. Oh my goodness.
One of what?
I gotta. One of the motherfucking girls going wild, Mardi Gras type shit.
Wow.
Oh,
God. Before I die, I gotta go to one of those.
See, now those are the kind of chicks like. If you grab their titty or something, they can't get mad at you.
Yeah, they're not going to get mad. Believe
that.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm flashing you my titties here. Grab them and put some beads around them.
Put some beads around them.
No doubt.
I'm flashing my titties. Don't put some beads around them.
Hold their titty in your hand and write your number on their fucking chest.
I feel so gay right now. God.
You feel so gay?
But she's checking that girl's ass out.
Yo, this, no, the first girl in the second photo album, like with the brown skin, the chocolate bitch with the blue bikini on, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Oh, wow, she's about to go play with her meat.
No, I'm not. I'm getting off. I have to get off that page.
She's about to go play with her cat pussy.
Nothing. A cat pussy.
Go play with your cat pussy.
Oh, man, my mom's over there dropping shit.
Putting it back in the pan, dropping shit, putting it back in the pan? No good.
Yeah.
No good. Last time niggas was over there at your mom's house, she shot. She cooks quick. She cooks quick. She had that shit done in like a fucking heartbeat.
Huh?
Y'all hungry? She's like, y'all hungry? I'm like, no, niggas ate already, you know.
Who said that?
Your mom. Next time I turn around, she done had fucking food cooked. I'm like, let's go. Work. I'm like, let's go. Always need a meal.
Well, that's when,
yeah.
Netta and all of them.
Yeah, yo, she, what the fuck is wrong with her, yo?
Huh?
What the fuck is wrong with her?
With who?
The person, the name you just said.
You said, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
Wow, what's up?
She's fucking crazy, God.
Yeah, dog.
Son, she's fucking crazy. I think like New York niggas. I don't know per se me or 6'4". I just think she likes New York niggas.
Yeah, well, her and 6'4", they used to like have something going on.
I
kind
of figured that. I kind of figured that, like, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I just don't put myself in motherfuckers' business like that. But you know, I can see. I mean, I got eyes. I can see that. But I think she likes New York niggas or whatever, or she just likes 6'4", whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Cause she's off. And your moms don't help neither, nigga.
Why?
Nah, she don't help the situation. She's only adding fuel to the fire.
the flame has no friends, though.
Yeah, the flame don't got no friends. You know, it is what it is. But we created the flame, and I can put the flame out. Yeah, yo, she's fucking crazy, yo. She's crazy, her black ass.
Yo, yeah. She's definitely black.
Shit, what? You get some antique, brighten your ass up. She's crazy, yo. She's cool, though. I like her. She's cool. Who the fuck is doing all the laughing, B? The fuck is so funny? I want to laugh. I would like to laugh. Up, I must have did something wrong. I'm getting that call now. Jesus Christ.
He said, I must have did something wrong getting that call.
Something wrong. I'm getting that call.
Oh, yeah?
The call again. Oh, my God. What did I do? What did I do?
Well, hey, whoever this is, he SD loves you dearly. But this is like a job.
I don't love.
Oh, no love?
Oh shit, no, that was funny.
Well, what happened?
Oh
that,
shit.
Between the camp.
What happened?
Listen, nothing.
You just have to stop doing your tracks, brother.
Right?
You're trying to get me fucked up. Oh yeah, you love. No. Didn't hear it come out of my mouth. Oh, yeah, The inevitable,
Ezzy.
Nigga. I'm going to have to kick your motherfucking asses.
Oh, shit.
Damn, son. That's why I see. Now you know. Oh, man. Fuck it. I'm already in deep shit as it is anyway. That's why I don't do relationships, man. This is the reason why I don't do relationships at all. Because I got to watch everything I'm fucking saying. And I gotta watch everything I'm doing. That's not me. I feel like I'm being watched by police or some shit. Like, come on. Like, oh my God. I just don't like going the relationship route, and this is one of the reasons why. I still like you though. Don't get me wrong. You know, I know you're listening too. That's the scary part about it.
Hey. Call up 347-215-8388.
Damn, why you had to throw that shit out there? You about to air me out on live, nigga. I hope you do not call that number. I swear you call that number, B. You call that fucking number, you're going to have to deal with me later. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Mm.
And that's no show off, because you know I say that shit to you whether I'm here or we alone.
Well, if you have her in check, then she won't call.
All right, we'll see. She's Puerto Rican. Now, she won't call the show, but she'll call me.
Oh, she's Rican?
Yeah, she's fucking tweaking right now.
Oh, then you better bring a towel with you, just in case she try to bring out a blade.
Oh, or, God.
This shit is crazy.
You got to block that shit.
Work! This shit is crazy. Oh, man.
Sazon!
Getting texts and...
Yo, what is on this page?
Sazon, my friend.
This girl is over here freaking off the fucking...
Who?
You, nigga!
I been got off that page. Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, you know what show I was really in love with? Like, we really wild the fuck out?
Right.
The Ghetto Show.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. That? You know you ghetto when...
Niggas was going in.
Yeah.
We used to wash his clothes with dishwashing detergent.
Fucking right.
Come from the slums, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the slums, dude. I mean, we all don't want to be there, but it ain't nothing wrong with it, man. It keeps us in. Oh shit! It keeps us in fucking perspective, yo. It keeps us real. It keeps us grounded. So I love the ghetto. I love the slums. Fuck that.
That's true, because you can't appreciate shit till you ain't had nothing.
You ain't had nothing until you came from that. Until you came from that motherfucking era where. Motherfucking you sleeping one at the head, one at the foot, nigga.
Right, head to toe.
Straight up, and you ain't like to sleep with John because he peed the bed.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box.
Straight up.
Oh.
So, that's the grain right there, man. You can't knock that shit. I love it.
Yeah, and also in summer, free lunch held those down like still.
What? Free lunch, nigga? If I still was old enough, I'd go to that shit now, motherfucker. Great out. Just so I ain't got to make nothing. I could have the lunch ladies. Shout out to all the lunch ladies, man.
Boy.
All the lunch ladies that's been so right to me over the years. PS18.
Hey, yo, Joy Money.
Yo.
Let me hold that Medicaid card.
Let me hold that. I was just about to play that song, too. Let me play that. Man. I got that shit on tap. Where you at?
Oh, man. Tomorrow's show, I don't know what tomorrow's show is going to be. But it's going
to
be something tight. I was just told that I can't do 11 o'clock shows anymore because I'm loud.
You can't do 11 o'clock shows anymore?
Because
you're loud?
Because I'm loud. So,
what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't. What is that?
Mom Dukes.
Oh.
Mama.
Yeah.
So when is it gonna be,
that's
dog?
Funny.
Huh?
So when is it gonna be?
I don't want to, but I might have to go back to 6 to 7, which sucks. It's only an hour.
Bitch ass nigga John Street to give us 7 o'clock back, man.
Yeah, word, man. If he can give us 7
all
back,
you expect niggas is if they if we chin checking you.
Yeah, we might have to.
Why you can't do 2 hours at that time? You can't do 6 to 8.
Niggas is assholes, B.
Yeah, he won't let us get anywhere between 7 and 10:30.
You know what I'm saying? We 2 for 2 right now with this dude.
Yeah.
We 2 for 2 with him because I don't hear no more static neither.
Yeah, that's definitely on point. No more static and my instrumentals is low.
Son, in the course of. I don't even want to put it out there, but in the course of not even 5 minutes, I got like 10 missed calls, 3 texts, and like 2 voicemails.
Damn.
Yeah, Jesus.
You sure she's listening or she's just not missing you?
You said 5 minutes.
She's fucking listening, dog. She has to be listening.
Oh, yeah, she ain't got like no Puerto Rican sisters or nothing?
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
well, you know, this is my first experience with a Puerto Rock. You know, that's why I'm holding on. That's why I'm holding on to this one. She says things to me in the bed I ain't never heard, nigga.
Pretty much what you're saying is you just admitted that you go to sleep with your thumb in your mouth, or Okay, I understand. Bitch.
I admitted I go to sleep with my thumb in my mouth. Or did I just admit that, you know, when we're fucking, she says things that, you know, I've never heard before.
Did you admit?
I admitted to that more than what you just said.
Did you witness the drain pipe? The leaky faucet?
But, since, you know, that gives you closure, I'll let you believe that.
Yeah, did you witness her leaky faucet?
No, I didn't. I didn't witness her pussy, no. If you want to be a fucking asshole, no. I don't. I'm not one of those niggas, man. Like, she would have called up and said it straight, like, no, nigga, you ain't fuck me, this, that, and third. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, you know. It ain't even like that, neither, so don't even spaz on me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just an asshole, baby girl. I just, you know, I asked questions.
Oh, yeah, she actually wanted me to tell you a couple of things, too.
Oh, yeah, what did she want?
She was like, one, she's like, you blowing her. You're blowing her right now.
Uh-huh.
Like, what the fuck do you mean by that? She's like, you're fucking blowing. You're just telling me he's blowing my shit right now. I'm like, all right, whatever. She said some shit about Shrek and Donkey or some shit. I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to mean.
Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I guess you look like Shrek or Donkey, one of them niggas. Like, I don't know.
I was told I looked like the Donkey before. I never got Shrek, though.
Okay. And she was like, she was going to call up just to air you out, but I was like, nah, come on, ain't none of that shit needed.
Oh, that would be a waste of time. I know Spanish.
Nah, she was like, air you out English, nigga, fuck you mean?
Yeah, well, if she was turning to the Guala Guala, we can definitely make it happen.
Oh, yeah, we done, though.
Thank you, nah. Spanish.
Her fucking mouth will never shut up.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she sounds like a feisty one.
Yeah, I like the feisty ones, though.
Yeah, feisty is definitely good.
I like the ones that be that got that little G, or at least they think they G'd up. I like that shit. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That shit gets to a nigga.
Yeah, this is the good looking side of the Puerto Ricans, right? Like, she doesn't look like Ricky Martin, right?
Oh, damn.
Carlos Mencia.
George Lopez and them niggas? No, dude.
No doubt. Because there are a lot of fuck ups.
That's Mexican, nigga. That ain't Puerto Rican.
Oh.
That's true.
I know it's true. That's Mexican.
They have them gigantic
niggas,
air balloon heads.
All them niggas is Mexican that you just named. Maybe with the exception of Ricky Martin.
Hey, George Lopez.
Yeah, that nigga's Mexican.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to the show. It's going to be from, I don't know, probably 6 to 7. We're going to do an hour show since, you know, I can't do it at 11 or more. Thank you for listening to Clubhouse Sundays.
Who's watching porn?
I knew it. I knew I heard it.
Whoa.
I know who that is. That's definitely Cuba. She's real quiet over there.
Cuba, was that you?
Over there with Joy Money.
Nah, that was not. That wasn't me. Cause yeah. I'm like, I hear it when he was like tuning to my head.
It had to be one of y'all.
It had to be.
Nah, it was not me.
It's one of you two.
Well, hold on, E.
Oh, E's on the phone.
He's still on there.
Oh,
yeah, that's why E in the background beating off the porn.
He's beating off the Transformer porn.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
Beating off the gay porn. What the fuck is you doing?
Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I want to give a shout out to all the Boricuas and the angry ones out there with switchblades underneath their tongues.
Yes.
Everything's going to be okay. You still got them. Big shout out to SD, Joy Money, LE, Cuba.
Fuck
everybody, give me a last word. SD, what's your last word?
My last word, man. Keep your head above water, man. These bitches is out to get niggas. Not all of them, though. Some of them out to get you, so keep your head above that water, players.
I know. Now give me a word for tonight.
One word.
Oh, that's what you had to say. I thought you said give me the word for tonight. I ain't hear that part. One word?
Oh wow. Okay, no doubt. I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Joy Money? Give me a phrase, you know, a last, you know. Like SD did, and then give me your one word.
I don't have a whole phrase. I don't even have a word.
And you're also not cool out.
What?
Caught on to me, right? As long as the female caught on, I don't need to explain myself. But go ahead, y'all.
Oh, it's not streaming no more, so you can be free now.
Thank you. I can let my nuts hang down. What the fuck? Joy Money, what you wearing, girl? What's popping over there, man?
Doesn't the playback play all of this?
Yeah, but I doubt she's Spanish. You know, Spanish women aren't that smart.
She ain't downloading this shit. What's really popping? What's really, 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 really popping? I like it when I'm hearing from them, my compadres. Yeah, let me stop fucking with you. I like what I'm hearing from my compadres, though. And I'll definitely be seeing what you look like. And if you are the good-looking thing I think you are, you'll be hearing from me.
All right, well, how's that supposed to work now that she knows that you have a girl?
What happened?
How's that supposed to work if she knows you have a girl?
I mean, that doesn't mean shit. Like,
yes, it does.
What does it mean?
It means that you have a girlfriend. So that means you're off limits.
That means I'm off limits? That don't mean I'm off limits. That means
yes, it does.
Even more available on the market. Are you crazy?
Even more available.
Are you crazy? That makes you even more available. Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. Why does that make you more available?
Because, you know, fucking. You know why? Because when I don't have a chick, it's funny. When I don't have a chick and I'm trying to holler at one, it takes me a little while to bag one. But when I have one, it's no fucking problem for me to fucking talk to a chick.
You know why?
That's why.
Because all they want is one thing. And since you're already locked up, they're not worried about you falling in love.
I mean, I wasn't falling in love anyway, sure. So, you dig where I'm coming from when I speak like that?
Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Joy Money.
Somebody is still watching the porn.
I really think it's E. I'm about to hang up on him. He's about to get banged on.
Yeah,
bang
on him.
Don't hang up on me, dog.
See, I knew it. It had to be this nigga sitting here watching gay porn. What are you doing watching Lloyd Banks porn video?
Oh, my God.
I'm over here trying to talk to him.
Hold on.
Answering the phone.
That's you watching porn, though, E?
I'm thinking
about Joy Money shiny legs. Sorry. Faggot ass nigga.
Oh, my goodness. See, I was trying to blame it on me.
I mean, why not blame it on the females?
I watch porn when I'm on the phone with people with my speakers off. Thank you very much. I don't need y'all knowing what the fuck I be watching.
You already told us.
So what you're saying is you're watching it now. Just speak off.
She got it on mute.
No, I'm too into the conversation for me to be watching it right now. If I was watching it now, all you'd be hearing is, huh?
I see.
Well, we heard that earlier.
I was watching the L Word.
Yeah, that should be whack.
L Word.
Yeah. Some.
You know, I hate these shows that. You know, the L Word and Sex in the City, and ain't no sex going on. Like, what's going on?
They be fucking in the L Word.
They fucking that.
It was the L Word, so it's lesbians and gays and all that shit.
There's no gay guys. It's just all lesbians.
It's just all lesbians, nigga.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no gay.
That shit is whack.
I love it.
Yeah, of course, because you probably feel some type of way.
Because
you're a lesbian, that's why.
Right, so you got some meat in between your legs.
Oh my goodness!
Am I too real for you? Like,
no, you're right. You're right on the money.
You are. That's what I'm saying. Like, am I being like too like straightforward with you or something?
No.
All right. So what's the problem? You sound in shock. Like, oh my goodness.
Because, oh my goodness.
What?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Oh my God!
You might have just been asking it just to ask it. I don't know.
I don't ask people questions just to ask them.
Oh, God, it's been like 9-10 months.
Oof. Oof. I'm about to get on the first thing smoking. Yo, E, where you at, nigga? I know you still there, nigga. Go to Jersey, nigga. Let's go, nigga. Damn, girl's been that long, man? Shit.
Yeah, I had like a mini incident.
There's no such thing. Don't even go.
2 weeks ago, it does, but it didn't really count. So it's been like nine, 10 months.
Damn. Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, let me shut up. Cause you know my mouth starts going all places, and I don't know how to control it. So. I'm going to stop my head.
Hey, yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
Tell Joy Money why women fall in love with guys once we give them an orgasm.
Oh, yeah, they say that there's a chemical release in your brain and in your body, and basically that's why you automatically feel attached if they put it on you and they make you orgasm.
Is that real?
Really?
Is that real work?
I say that. I mean, as opposed to if somebody doesn't make you orgasm, like, you won't want to call him back. You won't be on his shit. You'll just be like, yeah, like, whatever. You don't care if he calls you back.
Well, yeah, I can see. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. When you get those 4 o'clock in the morning calls, you know why you're getting that call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, what are you doing calling me 4 in the morning, dog?
For that good, nigga.
Like, what else? I'm like, chill, man. Like, come on. You're doing too much. Niggas got to get up in the morning.
And it's funny because the average guy, without trying to hold it in, their time is like 2 minutes. No lie, 2 to 3 minutes.
Are you serious?
A woman is 20 minutes.
Damn.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They say if a guy was to let himself go and not worry and not try to hold it back, his average time is I think they said like 2 to 5 minutes. Is it 2 to 3? But like,
you average. You know who you're talking to? I'm not holding.
You know who you're talking to.
Like, I'm not holding my nut for nobody.
Never know my.
I'm not holding my nut for no chick. So you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's some chick that, you know, it's just a one night stand thing. I'm definitely not holding my nut.
So what's like your shortest time?
My shortest time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep a clock in handy and look at the clock.
I mean, I don't expect you to give me no exact, like, 3 minutes and 42 seconds, but are we talking, a guesstimation, 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
I mean, yeah, 10 minutes sounds about right. Maybe 8.
Hmm.
And that's just me, you know, pumping my ass off nonstop. But, now if you're asking me how long I've went, I can keep a clock on that. Keep a clock on that one.
Uh-oh.
That shit is crazy. It's crazy. I don't even call it fucking no more after an hour. Like, what do you call it after an hour? Like, what do you really call it?
Put it in work.
Work! Put it in work! You put it in man hours, dog. I remember one night, I had a 40. Yo, that's 4. I don't know what that 40 did to me, son, but that shit had me going for hours, nigga. I'm like, yo, I'm still fucking with this chick. What am I doing? My business came like 14 times. I'm like, damn, you can actually come that many times? Shit.
That's the good shit right there.
Burn. I never knew that until I made a chick come like fucking 10 times. I never knew that I can come that many times.
But it is that if it's good and you come once and you keep just going, it's like you're going to make it keep coming anyway, so.
Because once you feel that calm, that warmthness on your shit, oh! That shit gives you an extra couple of inches or something. God, I don't know what it is. I'm dead. Y'all laughing like I ain't telling the truth or some shit.
Yeah.
That's real tough. That's real tough. Swear a chick come when you gain a couple of inches. I don't know what it is. You gain a couple of inches, though. I know that. Like, damn,
that's funny.
You're fucking warm.
So 2 to 3 minutes if they're not holding it in?
That's actually kind of true because...
It is true. Yo, the day I go 2-3 minutes, my dude, I've never done it.
I'm talking about because, like, most of the times you don't do it because you do so many damn styles, techniques, you know what I mean? Like, okay, just do a doggy, then, okay, get on your back or whatever.
No, you're talking about just straight pumping?
Straight pumping, like
straight pumping 8 minutes, dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm a happy go-getter, bitch.
I mean, you probably be too happy when you get in the pussy, man.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That can happen. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That can happen. You get too happy when you get in the pussy and then bong. You know, you're already squeezing off your life liquids while she's like, yo, what the fuck this nigga
doing? Hey, I'm a little kid. Once I get in there, hey, Kool-Aid, splash.
Smiling when you in the pussy, right? Straight up.
Hey, Kool-Aid, splash. Make me look bad.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, when you're single and you just getting assy, it doesn't matter to you.
No, it doesn't. Well, then again, I can't say that because whether I'm smutting a chick out or not, just so I feel good, she has to bust off at least one nut.
Not me, nigga. I'm not that way.
More than me.
I'm not me, nigga. Straight up. That's not me. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's just maybe because that's my mentality. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not eating your pussy because this is a one-night stand.
Oh, no, no. You got to be special
you
with your nut.
If you can't muster up enough energy to get your nut off, and I done got mine off, don't get me wrong. I'm in the pussy for a minute, and you still ain't get your nut off? Yo, listen. I'm fucking working your back out. And you're talking about you didn't come yet? Oh, well, that's your problem. You're focused on too many things.
If you cannot muster up enough energy.
Word. That'll be on you. I'm not going to sit here and fucking hold your hand and try to get you the nut. You better do what you do to get yours off. Because I'm going to do what I do to get mine off. You could be like, that nigga was whack. All right, bitch. Whatever. You could say that. I know you're lying, but you could say that. Go right ahead. If it gives you closure, go ahead. Straight up, that's what I'm all about now. If it gives you closure, go ahead.
Please
be
shout out like that.
Nah, just let it be at that, man. I'm tired of fucking, like, don't get me wrong, I used to be that Leon Phelps type nigga. Make sure my girl gets, make sure Shorty gets off, and then I know everything's good. Man, I started seeing how these bitches really are. Fuck that, nigga. Not all chicks is like that. Don't get me wrong. Not all chicks is like that. Not all chicks are like that. But to the ones that you do find and they're like that, you just fuck the shit out of them and don't care if they get off.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Wow, wow, what?
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah.
What, man? This nigga, he's touching himself with...
He is touching himself. Faggot ass. Get off the phone.
Thinking about Joy's shiny legs.
Oh my goodness.
Lord. This nigga's beating off to a leg. So you are you ready to have an orgasm over a leg, my dude?
Another orgasm, not a orgasm.
Another, wow.
This nigga said another orgasm, not a.
That's funny.
Yo, this nigga is fucking hilarious.
Yo,
so
hold on.
Why you was so quiet that whole time, bro?
Listen, I was busy. I was a little busy.
Even furthermore, letting me know. Oh boy, whatever, dog. No doubt. You busy at one? That you busy at 12 something in the AM, dude?
Yeah. What do you do at 12 something in the AM?
I mean, you must have some buns over there that you're laying in. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right.
You don't smoke weed.
You're a smart guy then, partner.
You don't smoke weed. So what the fuck are you doing on him? Yo, I'm not even gonna go there with him right now.
Do you recall the break in my conversation where you guys didn't hear me for a minute?
Tell the spread, nigga. I need some too.
Oh, wow.
We keep it all the way hood around here. We keep it all the way hood around here.
That was funny.
It wasn't meant to be a joke, man. Fuck.
So, how long do you have to not have sex to be considered, like, practicing abstinence?
Oh, I don't know. You got to ask E that.
What was the question?
How long, like, do you not have sex, like, to be considered practicing abstinence? Like, is it a time period, or is it just something that, like, you say, this is what I'm practicing?
I think it's not like you have to do it. You can't say for 6 months or 10 months or whatever, you know?
That would be longer than that?
Hell yeah, you almost...
What,
like
2-3 years?
You're working on it right now. 1 year.
I was... At first, I was like, you know, there was nobody that... Well, I mean, there was people to have sex with. There was nobody I wanted to have sex with. But now I think I'm just not going to do it for a really long time.
Ew. You just turned... Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. All thoughts I had...
Oh, God.
Just really vanished at the blink of an eye.
Why did you have to ill my life decision?
Ew. Ew.
Wait, what'd she say?
No, she said some stupid shit.
Ew.
That shit woke you up, damn it. She said some stupid
shit.
Why is that gonna be stupid? I don't know. I'm just not gonna have sex for
I ain't hearing that. If I come over there and flash my cock, you're getting it in.
I doubt it.
You doubt it? Get the fuck
No disrespect out. To you, but I'm just saying, like, I've already gone.
Yeah, all right.
So
yeah.
Long. Like, I think I'm just gonna, you know,
keep
on going.
No doubt.
I think I'm gonna waste some of my
20s. All the nigga gotta do is touch you in the right way, and you're ready to go.
Listen,
I ain't hearing that shit.
You got to come up off them goods, big girl.
That's true. That is true.
Come up off of them canned goods. Come
oh,
off.
My God.
So that's so true. I tried that. I went a long time. Let me tell you something. I went like about almost like a year and 2 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
and no lie, after the first time the right dude that touched me right, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. All you got to do is just touch you in the right spot. Nigga, can touch you on your shoulder and you're ready to go.
What were you, did you go a year and 2 months when you were 14 months old?
Yeah, I got to go. This fucking girl won't leave me the hell alone.
Oh, my God.
I'll holler at y'all.
Wow.
Bye.
All right, dog.
I'll hold it down with the joint money harassment. Don't worry about it.
Unbelievable. Why did you go a year and 2 months?
Because I had actually, like, fallen in love with the dude, and then I kind of wanted to, like, really make sure that, you know, I was over and before I wrapped myself into anything else.
Okay.
You know, give myself time to just basically, you know?
Yeah, do you.
Self again, you know?
That's corny.
Why is that corny?
Yeah, I was say the same thing.
Stop giving up the, you got to give up the goods, man. That's
why? Nah, not like that.
And you know what it is? Like, a lot of niggas are not even worth it nowadays.
Yeah, you know what? That's so true.
It's like, it's hard to find somebody who's actually worth, like, putting my legs in the air for.
She's funny.
Okay, well, what about putting your legs down?
Listen, you see my MySpace page? I'm worth it.
With the butterflies?
Take it.
I'm original. Listen, I can make you laugh. I'm original. Come on. What else do you need?
No, there's no, I don't know. It's like a lot of niggas, just, they're not, it's like a waste of time. I'm like, oh, God, you know what I could have been doing? Like, vacuuming my floors. Why did I even come over here?
You, when you have guys like JJ around you, I mean, you know, what do you expect?
Damn. Oh, yeah, exactly. When you have guys like me, panties drop. Fuck, you even saying anything.
Panties pop.
Rock, and under the panties is a metal chastity belt.
Chastity belt. Word.
Oh, this nigga's on the floor.
That's what it sounds like. I could have sworn we all said bye.
Banged on her. Had to.
That's funny.
Banged
on her. But a lot of niggas just...
Like, you know what? It all depends on the right guy, like I said. It all depends on the right guy, so...
Well, if I come over there and I pop your bra without you knowing it, you're definitely giving that.
I'm not. It's like I'm so, I don't know. Like I'm saying, a lot of niggas just aren't worth it. Like mad niggas, I don't know. Niggas just aren't worth it nowadays. And might as well just, you know what I'm saying, fuck myself and call it a night.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, that's how it goes. Cause don't nobody do any better than me anyway.
Huh?
What'd you say? Why not set it off?
You know what? That's fucked up. You could be like, listen, you're wasting my time. I could do this shit better off my.
That's how me and my ex boyfriend, like, that was always a fucking problem. I'm like, just stop. Let me just, I'll take care of this. You go get water. I'm thirsty. That's how it was. I don't know. Most niggas leave me feeling like that. I'm like, I'm done. Let's stop. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be back in about 30 minutes. I'll go take care of this real quick. And then we come back and go to sleep.
You ever bumped into someone that was non-orgasmic?
Huh?
Even when I'm asking the fellas if they were bumped into a chick that was non-orgasmic.
Yeah, I don't think they're paying you any attention.
What did I miss?
He just said, what did you say? Did you ever bump into a chick that was non-orgasmic?
Oh, yeah.
He said, what did he say?
Right, shit. That was like, I wasn't listening.
One of those? You ran into one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It's not a good look, son. What was you trying your hardest, too, wasn't you?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm one of those chicks.
Hardest, too.
You're non-orgasmic?
Yeah.
Hold on, who said that? Who said yeah?
I did.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, what?
Fuck out of here.
Oh.
Why do you have to say the fuck with so much passion? Like, fuck at it. You can just say fuck at it.
Because you gotta, make you feel my words. Gotta make you feel my words so you know where we're coming from.
I'm non-orgasmic.
Fuck out of here.
Really?
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Welcome.
You gotta put your mouth on it. That's the only way it works.
Straight up. Put your mouth on me, Ma. That's true, though. That's true. You gotta give me head, Ma, if you really want me to come. Cause otherwise, I'm gonna be sitting here all day trying to get my nut off.
That's just the way it is.
That's crazy.
You gotta put your mouth on it. If not, it's a waste of my time, your time.
Oh, wow.
Whoever we rented this room from, it's just a waste of everybody's time.
I must be lucky.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Well,
like, nobody... No, but I read that somewhere. It's like, I forgot. It's a large percent of women that don't orgasm. Especially not, until they're, in their 30s or some shit like that.
You know what? It's funny. Wow. They say that the best point, in your life is when you're, in the 30s. And you know what? I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't have much experience, but no lie, sex now has been, better than ever before. I don't know, for some reason, it just feels weird.
Really?
Yeah, it feels totally different. It feels more I don't know, you're more into it. I don't know, for some reason, you want it more often. I don't know.
Oh, well, Lord help me when I get older, because I always want it now.
Yeah.
I be into it. It's just niggas don't, I don't know, niggas don't make me cum. Unless they put their mouth on it.
Mm. Well, you got SD and LE over there trying
to. Who talking to?
Put it to the test.
What?
Yeah, she said, niggas don't make her cum. I said, you got SD and LE over there trying to put it to the test.
Sure, fall back. Whoever you talk with, you tell me to fall the fuck back.
What?
What? Why do you always sound so confused when I talk?
Cuz, why did you just say that?
Cuz, one, I don't even know what the hell is going on.
That's why I said what? What made you... I was confused. Why would you say that?
Because.
He said what I said. I don't feel like repeating.
That's me. What the hell is y'all niggas talking about anyway?
Yeah, I thought he was talking to somebody else on the phone.
That's why.
I am. I'm on the other line. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It's all right, though.
You on the Shorty Rock?
Yeah. It's all right, though. I started hearing that bilingual talking. I clicked over. I'm about to kick it to the curb like roadside assistance. Word. I know she's like, hello. Yeah, I'll be back, y'all.
And that or she's still running her mouth.
Right? She don't even know the nigga going.
Are you listening to me? Yeah.
Right, you listening? You just click back yeah, babe, I understand.
Yeah, what'd I just say? Come on now, I heard what you said.
Mm-mm.
Or maybe he don't have nobody and it's just a front. I gotta bring the flip.
That's funny.
That's
looking over checking his voicemail.
Yeah. I'll put the phone on mute.
This nigga used to do that shit back in the day when you was not even high school, middle school. But hold on, somebody's calling me. And just put the phone on mute.
No. I do this, I hate this shit. When people do a three-way call, they go, call the person on three-way. Don't tell them I'm on the line. And you talking about shit on that person. I say, hell no, that nigga's pimple head, this and that, blah, 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 whatever. They're on the line and shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's why I don't play that shit. When niggas call me and they start talking about somebody else, I'm like, it's a setup. Yeah, niggas trying to get me. I'm like, nah, yeah, I don't even know nothing about nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe he's trying to get you.
Hey, Joy Money, what's your view on grown-ass women who put up pictures just to show off?
Put up what, like MySpace pictures? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like, you know, they might put up a picture, you know, just put kind of like show off. You know, like, maybe they want to make someone jealous or something like that.
That's lame. Like, if you grown, that's like, that's so eighth grade. Like, I'm going to do this just to make people jealous.
What about you, Cool? What do you think about that?
It depends. I mean, if you're doing it out of spite, then that's stupid. But
I guess it depends.
Guess
like,
it
if
is.
You want to... I don't know. That shit is it's retarded. If you putting up pictures to show niggas like you made it and you did something with your life, then okay. But if you just putting up pictures for niggas that hate on you, like, you're a cornball, and now you need attention. You're an attention whore.
Yeah.
What if I put pictures
well,
up
hey.
On MySpace, right?
Well, hey, it is what it is.
Hold on. What if I put pictures up on MySpace and I buy a fresh hat and a skirt shirt, and then I take pictures... And I take them right back to the mall. Am I fronting? I'm just saying. Like if I buy $3,000 fur coat and take pictures on it with MySpace, and then I take it right back.
Oh my God! You got to position the camera so you don't see the tags and shit. That's
or
funny.
I would draw all of the money from my account, and I put it in my pocket, and then and take a picture of MySpace. Go put my money back in my bank account. Is that fronting?
No, that's
fronting to the fourth power.
somebody that I know that rap Ace Money and I went up to Pappy Fly's house, and somebody that's trying to rap. This is where we don't respect any rapper out there because of the lame shit I saw. This is true fronting. He looks at Ace Money and says, "Yo, can I wear your chain in this picture?"
Get that nigga out of here.
Yeah.
Who does that? Oh, my God. That's so gay.
I'm trying to take a picture for my album cover. Can I wear your chain? Your chain is hot.
Oh, wow.
That's gay.
So he lets him wear the chain. Then he gives it back. He's like, "Yo, talking about two dudes? I shop it."
Gotta be talking about two dudes. I've seen that shit happen.
Ace Money,
I done seen niggas chain. I done seen niggas let niggas hold a chain and get caught for it.
Wow.
Yes, true story. I was with the niggas on the block. Niggas like, "Yo, let me see your chain, dog." This nigga gave him his chain. I don't know why. Nigga gave him his chain. We out, we chilling. Next thing I know, niggas is running up on us. I knew the niggas I was running up on us. So I'm telling them niggas, "Yo, chill, be easy." Like, know what I'm saying? Niggas is like, "Nah, son, you good. Niggas, fall back. These niggas are caught this nigga for this nigga's chain that was on the next nigga." I was like, "Holy shit." Took his jacket and all that shit. God had this nigga running up Jersey Street in the middle of wintertime with no fucking coat on. I'm like, "Damn,
oh,
family."
Oh.
I'm like, "Yo, damn, family, you are fucked up right now."
If I put my check stub on MySpace, take a picture.
Come on, son, like, stop smelling yourself, nigga.
Front.
Glock, nigga. Stop smelling yourself.
Stop smelling yourself.
Bruh. Is that fronting? I'm just trying to, you know.
You're smelling yourself, God. Come on, son. We know you got money and you getting money.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just trying to figure out what's fronting on MySpace. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to do it because I just got my MySpace.
What do you need to front on MySpace for? You know how stupid that sounds? Putting those two words together, fronting on MySpace?
Isn't that what everyone does?
No.
Three words.
It's actually three words. Front.
I was thinking it, but I didn't want to say it.
Oh, my God. We got the two ghettoest motherfuckers in the spot trying to correct niggas. No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, God.
Okay. That right there might have got you two's ghetto passes revoked, buddy.
Nah, that shit is corny, though. Like, niggas in the club wearing other niggas' jewelry.
Nah, that's no good.
Yeah, that's
what that's what it's so. And I think, like, niggas can't really borrow shit from other niggas. Like,
if I'm wearing another nigga's jewelry, I yapped him for it.
That's so weird to me. Like, when girls, like, borrow shit, like, oh, can I borrow your green bag because it matches my outfit? Like, that's one thing. But niggas be like, yo, let me rock your chain tonight. Like, I'm saying.
I just said, first of all, you
fess up to dick biting. Like, you're dick biting your boy's chain. Okay. Two, you're trying to be like your boy because you're rocking his chain. Three, you're lame because you're rocking someone else's chain. But you rented a chain for the day.
Yeah, like I said, only way I'm wearing somebody else's jewelry is if I took that shit from them niggas. Man, if I robbed them, it's the only way you'll catch me with somebody else's jewels on.
Yeah, there's no, I don't know, I can't get with it.
You're not supposed to be the police. Get with it.
I mean, I've borrowed a chain from somebody before.
I'm glad I amused you and made you laugh so fucking much.
Sure, I'll come up when I get
them.
Whatever. Alright. I'm gonna get you. I can't get you right now, but I'm gonna fucking get you.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
Sounds interesting. Can't wait.
Yeah, I know. I know you can't wait neither. But I'm gonna let your ass have it. I'm gonna unload on you.
Don't disappoint me.
I'm not. I don't disappoint. Awesome. Don't whisper neither. Speak up.
I didn't whisper. I was chewing.
Hey, I have a question. Joy Money. I have a question for the ladies. What song out there, right?
Oh my God! Which song should I put on my MySpace page to get ready? Come on, son. Go ahead, son.
Is that what she was gonna ask?
No. I was gonna ask what makes your drenches you guys.
He's gonna put that on his MySpace page. You don't see that weak boy. Yeah, handle your business though, dog.
I wasn't gonna say anything about MySpace. MySpace is corny.
So wow.
Did you hear the question?
I heard it. I'm thinking.
What about Insatiable from Prince?
What about what?
Insatiable.
By Prince?
Yeah.
That's a good song, but...
Yeah, no, that would go together with your background. A Prince song in your background? Perfect.
What about your drawn-in Get Rich or Die Trying goatee? He had his goatee drawn in the movie because he really doesn't have one.
I can't take it. That's funny.
Hey, what did she hang up on?
Oh, wow.
Oh, well. Now, back to y'all motherfuckers. Back to y'all motherfuckers. You need to freeze all that laughing shit. I don't know what the fuck is so funny to you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Listen, I have a question. When I'm laying down on my bed, right, and I feel a bubbling feeling in my stomach, what does that mean?
Wait a minute.
It means diarrhea.
You hurry your ass to the
diarrhea.
Bathroom.
Diarrhea.
I think I got
diarrhea song.
Carrots and blueberries bubbling in my stomach right now.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Said, hang up the phone.
Cha cha cha.
Some air freshener.
Right. You got the bubble guts, nigga.
The BGs.
You better go handle that, son.
Hey, get the.
You better go handle that, son. You let that shit get backed up, nigga. That shit start hurting your insides.
And then I have to pee out of my butt.
I mean, I don't know about all that. You know, I'll leave that up to you, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't act like you. Everybody on this line has peed out of their butt once or twice.
What?
Excuse me?
You guys have peed.
I did it today.
Out of your butt once or twice.
I actually did it today.
I know what you're talking about now. All right.
Wait, you say you did it for what?
I know what you're talking about. He's not talking about actual piss.
No, I know. But what what the hell did you just
talking
say?
Talking about the watery shit. The shit that's so watery that just pour out your ass. Yeah, I had that happen to me. I had to analyze that one real quick, like peeing out my ass. I'm like, oh, you're talking about that diarrhea shit, the shit that come out your ass like water.
Yeah, the squirty, watery.
Yeah, that's disgusting, son. And those are the
y'all are getting.
Those are the ones that smell the worst.
Mm-hmm.
That's so nasty.
It's real talk. So I like how niggas shit don't stink. That's what I hate. I like how shit don't stink. Alright, just making sure. So you got women in here be acting like they shit don't stink.
They smell like roses and.
Yeah, like they should smell like potpourri. Like they should smell like potpourri.
I have a question. After you take a dump now, after you pee out of your butt, is it kosher to try and get
climb
a little
bed? Hell no.
Try and get a little snatch from your girl or what?
Snatch word.
Hell no.
I wouldn't even
that
that's disgusting word.
Especially if you got the
water work.
You just have to wipe real good. I've actually done it before.
White with a wet napkin or something, nigga. Throw some fucking
baby wipes up in there.
Throw some soap in that shit or something. Nigga.
I wipe with my hand. I use my finger to dig over.
I got to click back over for that one.
That was nasty. No, you can't go take no shit and then come. Ew, no.
You gonna take a shit and then climb your shitty, crummy ass back in the bed? No.
That's not
this is
work.
A shitty, crummy ass
word. That nigga been watching too much Martin Lawrence or something. Too much TV for that kid. Where's this kid's parents? That's my shit. Anytime they go, where's this kid's parents?
I think it looks good.
Yeah? Ew.
Back a little.
I want to open up, man.
Lips.
You see? You can turn that on.
Matter of fact, I know who's over there, too. Tell her to give me some. Tell her I need some.
Lips.
Tell her I need some. It's been a long time since the last time.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Oh, liver lips.
Hell.
Cuba.
Fish lips.
When are we going to get it in, Cuba?
When we come to Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What are you wearing right now?
I'm there in April. I'm going to do it up. I'm going to do it like I'm doing it for TV. I get to wear fucking shorts. I get to wear shorts again. And fucking no. So beautiful. So beautiful.
No, these niggas do not know how to play no fucking.
I'm going to enjoy that week. I am definitely going to enjoy that week.
I bet you are. All half naked girls.
Straight out.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
What's wrong with them? Shit.
I'm still waiting for that answer.
I've been sent it.
No, I'm talking about what E said.
What?
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
You should know that.
Some morning. I'm going to bed.
Yo, I'm still waiting for Joy Money to pull her toes out. She's frying. Pull your toes out, man. What's poppin'?
What?
Wanna get in a tub? Wanna get in a tub? You can get in a tub.
In the tub?
Wanna get in a tub? You can get a tub. Put some oatmeal in there. Some oatmeal, some Epsom salt, you know. Get real old school with it.
Let me find out. I used to work at a spa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I take care of you. Nice and good.
You're so fake.
Wow. Care of you. That was nice. Nice and good. Nice and good.
I am tired.
And who's about to get it popping in their house?
Who's supposed to get it popping in their house? What are you talking about?
I said, who's about to get it popping?
I am.
Probably this nigga eat.
You say you are, Cuba?
This shit jumping like hydraulic pumps in here. Straight up. Yo, tell your girl out me I want some.
Don't
tell her to have my meal ready for me and my Dutch rolled when I get there.
Well, make sure she got that Medicaid card.
Yeah, for real. Make sure she got that Medicaid card. I might need to borrow that. Might need to borrow that one time.
Yeah, I need to take a trip.
Yeah, I know you need to come out here, girl.
I go back to the Bronx. Piercings and tattoos out here are too fucking expensive.
Back to your New York state of mind. I can get you back. I can get you back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
They got like 2 or 3 shops in Florida where you buy one, get one free.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep for a week. Fuck that. I don't want to
get one free where?
I don't want to miss nothing.
All these fucking tattoo shops out here are too fucking expensive. They charge like $45 for a tongue piercing. What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's so much money. In New York, that should be like
$50.
I got some fucking ass to kick. They were playing games. No doubt.
Oh.
No fucking doubt. No doubt. Hope you know what you're doing, too.
I was on that site today. I get all my information from. They're talking about the on why they made the Bloods in jail. They said because the Kings were overpopulating the jails. Well,
yeah, that shit started out here out of straight, like, you know, out of like fear, like, you know what I'm saying? On the East Coast,
yeah.
I'm not talking about the West Coast. That shit started out here out of fear, dog. Niggas didn't want to get their fucking head hit in jail, so niggas got themselves a strong following and called themselves Bloods.
Yeah.
Basically, the dude that brought this shit out here ain't have no type of authority. I'm saying too much.
He started whistling.
Word, the dude that brought this shit out here ain't have no type of authority, no type of status to make what he made out here, but you know. It is what it is, though.
Yeah, they're showing the Harlem, like, brothers
got a lot
coming
of
out, like, all red. You know, they got the red bandana underneath to fit it.
Come on, son.
But, like, hey, no doubt.
Authentic,
be proud of what you do.
Authentic niggas know it's not even about colors, dog. Like,
yeah.
Like, whatever. And it was never about stabbing and shooting the niggas. Like, it was about straight brute strength. Hand-to-hand combat. That's what niggas are scared of nowadays.
Yeah, they were showing, like, deep cuts. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, niggas, what? When that shit first came out here, everybody and their mother was getting cut the fuck up. You hear me?
Yeah.
Like, that shit was disgusting. I was like, damn. I remember I seen this nigga get his shit ripped. Like, oof. Like, damn, niggas
Ooh.
Really ripped your shit, Paul. Nigga had his whole side of his face open, damn near. That shit ain't cool. That shit is not cool. That's not the lifestyle.
Yeah, man, that shit's crazy.
These niggas, oh man, I can sit here and talk about this shit all day, but I ain't even gonna do it.
That's definitely another show.
You know what I hate about going to the club?
What?
Gay bouncers who cop feels on you.
Gay?
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, like, when they pass you down to go in or whatever, like, some of them females, like, they be dykes, butches, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they be, like, searching a little too hard. Like, this is not a strip search
about,
in jail. We're not about to go into
police.
The visiting room.
That's how I feel about police. I think all police niggas is gay, man. I done literally had a fucking conversation with a cop with my fucking nuts in his hand. Like, what are you doing, God?
What?
Like, this nigga's frisking me and shit. And, like, the whole time he's frisking me, the nigga got his hand, like, near my nuts and shit. I'm like, yo. I'm just standing there. I'm like, yo, could you get your hands off my nuts, God? Like, what's happening? Like, are you gay, my dude? Like. Could you get your hands off my nuts? Nah, I was looking for guns and shit. Like, nigga, I ain't got no gun down there for you, nigga. Fuck out of there. So I swear I'll be thinking some cops is gay, son. And I think that nigga did that shit on purpose, though. Because, you know, I was like, yo, get the fuck off me, yo. This nigga went hold my nuts in his hand and have a conversation. I'm like, yeah, you're very gay, dog. You are very gay right now. I had to literally see it, but I've seen cops going niggas' asses on the avenue, God. go in your ass. Like, wow. Oh, God. I, you hear the nigga, I'm walking up the block, you hear the nigga like, no! Yo, this shit was mad funny. Where's the mother? Yo, me and two of my niggas, we walking up the block. Boom, police pull us over. I'm like, shit. They search me. They're like, yeah, you're good. They search my dude. They're like, yeah, you're good. My other dude was putting up a hassle. I'm like, son, don't do that with these cops out here, son. Them niggas will fuck with you even more. As soon as I said that, you see the nigga going to the motherfucking van, getting the latex, nigga. I'm like, oh,
ew.
Shit. I'm like, they about to go on this nigga ass, son. I'm walking in the block with the mother. So you hear it, no! Get up my ass! I was dying, God. I was like, damn, son, they done went in this nigga ass on the avenue.
And they can just do that in the streets? Like,
no, they can't do that. They cannot do that.
They are, I didn't say, because that's...
They're violating so many rights when they do that shit.
Oh.
Yo, them niggas done went in his ass on the avenue. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, yo, that is so embarrassing, God.
What? I'd have been like, bust out a camera phone, nigga. I got to me a little...
Fuck that. Them niggas would have to be beating my ass in that street, dude. Straight up. That niggas ain't going in my ass on the strip. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's... Ooh.
Even when I got locked up, niggas had me in the bullpen. They're like, drop your pants. Fuck out of here, nigga. You must be crazy.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Word. Niggas had to use force to get my shit off, God. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here, God. I'm not pulling my pants down for none of y'all niggas. I don't care what the next five niggas just did. Like, straight up. Them niggas pulled...
Oh, that's what they would say?
Yeah. Like, you know, they line you up and, you know, fucking pull your pants down and fucking cough or some stupid shit like that. I'm like, yo, I'm doing none of the above, my dude. Straight up. Oh, niggas had to use excessive force to make sure I wasn't carrying nothing. Straight up. I'm not pulling my shit down for y'all niggas to be looking at my manhood, my Johnson swinging, and y'all niggas enjoying it or something. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I'm not with it. I ain't the toughest nigga, but when it comes down to shit like that, nigga, I'm Bruno.
Bruno.
Bruno, nigga, you gotta be fucking decent.
Oh my God, are you serious? I can't even play with you people no more.
Excuse me?
Why?
No, not y'all. I'm sorry.
That happened.
Ew.
Why? What happened?
Don't say ew, neither.
Ew, again. Now I'm playing spades on the internet.
You
these
suck.
Niggas is... My partner just cut
suck.
Me. These niggas all fucked up.
Yeah, ugly? What the fuck is ugly?
Oh, yeah.
To do with anything.
He cut me.
Oh, he cut you.
Yeah, like, why the fuck?
It happens. Niggas don't be knowing what's popping.
No. He needs to stop it. Fuck. Fucked up.
Sometimes you got to.
He didn't have to cut me because he still don't know. He fucked up.
You don't know what that other person behind you got.
Mm-mm. He was the last one to throw out a card.
Oh,
there was no need
to.
Yeah.
You don't know how to fucking play then. That's all.
Fucking prick face ass nigga.
I be having niggas bark. Yo, don't bark at me, nigga. I'll fuck you up.
I'll fuck you up.
Just a card game, my nigga. It'll be easy.
Mm-mm.
Don't get fucked up over this.
Don't get fucked up over this word. Don't get fucked up over a card game, my nigga.
Yeah, these niggas
are... You know, I hate when niggas just start pulling Trump. I hate that shit, man. That shit gets so tight. Like, chill. I need all of my hot cards. Get out of here.
Hey, what's up with 6-4?
I don't know, nigga. That nigga don't be up at this hour.
This nigga, he hasn't been on MySpace since the...
Yeah, yo, that nigga ain't been on MySpace since work. But his computer's fucked up is really not fucked up. I don't know if you know. Understand what I'm coming from. Because I don't even understand what I just said. But, I went on MySpace. I tried to use his computer earlier, like, to go on MySpace. I went on MySpace, but somewhere on his screen it was saying internet is not available. But mind you, I'm on MySpace at the same time. So, I don't know. You go figure. Plus, you know.
Well, what about his Xbox?
I mean, his Xbox works. He got some wire going from upstairs to downstairs. So, you know, it works that way. I gotta get my computer. So I got my shit. It's just I'm not playing my shit unless I'm playing it on live, straight up. Got my shit still in the plastic, nigga. Shit is fresh like I never took the plastic off it.
All right, well, I'm about to end the show.
Yeah.
Kuba.
Yeah.
Give me your word for the night.
What?
There you go.
What?
Yeah.
So there you go.
There we go.
What?
Yo, E.
Bang on that nigga, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up on him.
You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
You got this a bang on, bitch. And now put a motherfucker bang button.
Oh, man. All I can say is, G's up, hoes down.
Pretty much. Yeah, tomorrow it might be gangland tomorrow or whatever.
Oh, Lord.
I got a clip I want to play, but whatever.
You're going to pull up all this gang stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
I can tell you right now, half the shit you pull up is bullshit. But we'll sort through that tomorrow.
Yeah, from 6 to 7. Y'all going to be available?
I'll be available. Will my minutes be available? Maybe not.
You don't got the after 6 plan?
Nah, I don't got the after 6.
Oh, well.
I ain't got it like y'all motherfuckers.
You don't have the free incoming either?
Nah, this ain't Nextel, baby.
Oh, wow.
Nah, Sprint can do that, too.
Oh, Sprint do that now, too? They trap them like
yeah.
that?
I'm
going to have to
yeah.
change my plan.
Yeah.
I got fair and flexible, that's why.
Yeah,
yeah.
I had fair and flexible since that shit came out, nigga. This shit is ancient. I need a new plan.
Yeah.
But,
all right, well, my last word for the day would have to be, snot bubble.
Poontang.
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 Yeah, I'm ass.
You like it, though?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, pretty much.
There, huh?
All right, Joy like Money.
All right,
keep them legs up, baby. Keep them legs up, baby.
Later, y'all.
Yeah, keep them legs. Hey, hold on. Yo.
Yeah.
Where she go?
She
oh. She got off quick as shit.
Yeah, mad quick. Like, goddamn. She going to handle herself thus far.
Who?
Pretty much.
Oh, she's still in the building.
Oh, there she go.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You know niggas talking shit.
She going to handle herself. Oh, my goodness.
Straight up. Now you know. You know SD now. Welcome. You have been introduced to SD.
Yeah. Yeah,
just a bit of shit.
Yeah,
I'm sending a song out to everybody. This is the song that they normally, when they play at the end of the song, at the end of the night of the club scene.
Oh, Lord.
This is the one. Once niggas heard this song, niggas is looking for numbers. Like, yeah, yeah,
this better not be fucking R. Kelly.
Yep.
Nah, negative. It's not that.
Thank God. I hate that song.
Let's not have hate in our blood, please.
Oh, boy. I dislike that song.
There you go.
All right.
Let's see what this bullshit-ass nigga about to play. Ha-ha, you can't tell me nothing.
Oh, that's that bullshit.
Yeah, see, it's not meant for you to play, nigga. Sliding like hotel keys, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it definitely refreshed itself and then turned off.
Oh, word.
And I was going to play You Already Know by 112 of Foxy Brown.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, oh, okay.
Nigga, where did you find that shit at?
That's my phone right
yeah.
Ain't that shit, like, old?
Yeah.
That shit old as hell.
Yeah, that shit old as hell, right? That's what I'm saying. Where you find that shit at? What site has, what site still has that song on it?
It was on the site I get my music from. All right, well, fuck it. Damn, niggas did a 3-hour series.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, I know why. I take that back.
He's about to phone bone.
Nah, I don't phone bone. I don't have midnight love. I leave that up to E. I let him handle that midnight love with his Palm Pilot or whatever. So let me check my Palm Pilot. Hey, it's like I ain't gonna be doing shit.
Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, see you tomorrow.
Slide a light hole. Out of here.
Peace.